to Interactive Distractions, episode number 111. My name is Christopher Riccio, and we have a pretty cool show because we have all four of us here.
Yay!
Jason A. Striker's online.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Travis Baum.
Yo.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
So this is the first episode in our Game of the Year series. We're going to do our nominations today, and we're also going to do going to tally up what our listeners thought. But before we do that, hey, Jason.
Yo. Hey.
How you doing, buddy? It's been a while.
I'm doing pretty good.
You feel like a podcast version again?
I'm a little nervous, actually. Like, as soon as you said record, I'm like, oh, shit, this is real. Here I was just sitting on the beach sipping my margaritas, you know, on vacation.
Yeah. In your Porsche.
Yeah.
Driving down the street.
Exactly. Yeah, my retirement fund. Yeah. It's dwindling down already, so I got to come back and do some more shows.
Our retirement fund is time. That's what it is.
That's right. But I'm doing pretty good. The holidays were crazy busy, of course, but I'm now ready to sit down and do some more work on both our site with some video reviews, flesh out the site a little bit. And then we got Scrub Sport as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be making a reappearance pretty soon.
Nice.
Cannot wait. So I'm pretty good. I'm about four drinks in because Chris was a little late. So
yes, I was, and I apologize.
Apologies if I get a little rowdy. Anyway, I'm doing good.
Cool.
How are you guys doing?
Travis, what's up?
Not much, man. Just I'll make it nice and nice. Actually, no, I have a story. It's not going to be nice and quick. So nothing really has gone this week. Nothing really exciting. But I actually went to my wife's school today. Sonic had a half day, and I ended up surprising Megan over at in her classroom. So after the school's over with and the kids
did you bring tots for all the kids?
Did you play a little show and tell with the kids?
No. I helped teach, and I found out that back in the day I used to want to be a teacher, and I realized I think that would be the worst job in the world. That sounds terrible, but anyway the kids are packing up to go to the bus, and they go like three or four buses at a time, and they call out the bus numbers on the intercom, and the kids start filing out one at a time. Well, there's this little kid. Kept on asking me questions, but the first question he asked me was, "Do you play video games?" And I was like, in my head, I'm like, "You don't even know, kid." But I look at him and I go, "I dabble."
I dabble.
Dabble.
He goes,
"I play the Wii."
Kid, okay, let me elaborate real quick. This is second grade, so this kid's what, 7 years old?
Something like that. Yeah.
Seven, eight. Okay. Yep. He goes, "Do you play Gears of War 2? What? I said,
"Motherfucker, you don't even know."
I was like, "I played it."
Fuck yeah!
You play it? He's like, "It's my favorite game in the world."
Did you ask him why are you playing it?
Yeah, I was like, "Aren't you a little young to be playing that?" He's like, "What?" So dude. Anyway, the guy with the bandana, is he still in the next game? I'm like, I don't know. The game's not out yet, man. I'll let you know whenever it comes out. But it just, the point that it blew my mind, this kid's like 8 years old, and his parents are letting him play. He's not sneaking it. How can you hide a chainsaw gun going off, in this kid's bedroom? It's ridiculous.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
It's ridiculous. I mean, my parents were pretty liberal with me, but I couldn't play anything remotely like that, and we didn't have anything like that, when we were younger. So
I'm with you, dude. When I used to work at a GameStop, man, I mean, we would have kids come in all the time, and we'd say, "Hey, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you." They'd bring in their parents, and the parents are just like, "I don't care. It's a video game,
Like, dude, you don't even know.
You don't
play this game. I remember the first time I got in trouble with a video game was what was that PlayStation? That PlayStation game. No. It had the pre-rendered backgrounds, and the main character was that chick. And in the second game, there was there was that lesbian scene in the elevator in the second game. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like cartoony, right?
What was the name of that game?
Something effect.
Oh, it's gonna kill me now. And there's some listening.
Fear effect.
There it is.
Yeah,
you have redeemed this because I'm sure there was someone going fear effect, stupid ass.
Yeah. Fucking guys know what they're talking about.
Sucker, you
I should
can delete
have a
your
podcast.
Email now. Not needed. We
but
got it.
I got my mother walked in the second that lesbian scene was going on, and I was like, and my mom was like, "Turn that shit off right now." So I'm like, So anyway, that just blew my mind.
And put your pants back on.
Why are your pants
down?
What's
that sock doing in
there? That's why my toes were sticking together.
Oh. Oh.
Anyway.
They never turned inside out that way.
You teach me all my tricks, Jake. Anyway, that's it. That was the most interesting thing that happened this week, aside from work, and I just had to bring that story up because it blew my mind. So anyway, that's it.
All right, cool. Jeff?
Not much. Same old, same old. I was actually on the Expletive Deleted podcast yesterday.
Nice.
So I'm podcast 2 days in a row podcasting. Yeah, a bit of a whore this week. It's crazy. I'm going to be all used up by Sunday.
Hey Jeff, what you going to be doing Saturday?
I'm going to be doing a podcast.
Is your mouth and throat going to be all sore too?
From all that talking.
Yeah.
Exactly. Talking, right. Yeah, I'll be on the Amplified Gamers year anniversary because they're doing it just up or down in Buffalo's. So, yeah.
The Buffalo's?
A quick drive down there.
That's really cool. Fun.
Yeah.
It should be all right.
Sweet.
Sounds but, like yeah, nice. Other than that, that's... Did that yesterday. It was a good time. Check it out. I think Glenn will probably post it sometime next week or in the next few days. What else do I do this week? No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, cool.
Yep, fun times.
Cool.
Normal week for me. I worked a lot, so we're done. I think we need to move on. So yeah, as I said, we're going to be talking about Game of the Year later on, but we're going to start out with our distractions for the week. And because Jason is making an appearance, he can start. Jason, what's distracting you?
Oh, why, thank you, sir. Man, why couldn't the year last like a month longer or something like that? Because I picked up two really fucking awesome games this past like week. Bayonetta and Darksiders.
Hey, I picked those up too.
As did I.
Travis, how did you do on those?
I got one of them.
Which one did you get?
I got Darksiders.
You got Darksiders?
Yeah.
Very good game. Both of them are really awesome. I've been putting the most time into Bayonetta. And I actually beat it last night. And
oh,
it was
sweet.
Not on super the fucking stroking mode. I mean, Jason.
isn't super the fucking Jason mode in that game? Isn't it like, hey, we'll do all the combos for you or something?
Hence the stroking
mode.
Well,
one-handed. That's the beauty of it.
So. Oh.
I got my son to blush a little bit when I told him about that. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get Bayonetta. You got to check out this new mode. It's like a one-handed mode. And he's like, weird. I'm like, one-handed mode.
Like he wants to hear his dad making jokes like that.
I know.
I embarrass him all the time. It's funny.
So glad my dad's telling me sex jokes. That's awesome.
Well, the dude's 16 now. You know, it's not like he doesn't understand it. So, but Bayonetta, oh my God, am I in
it's
love with
cool.
this game? Yeah, I
are you loving the, with the game or are you in love with her?
You know, I was not a big fan of, you know, her model. You know, she's disproportionate. And
yeah, I kind of agree.
Just a little bit.
I like the glasses. That's a nice thing. But she's, you know, just too skinny and lanky or whatever. And I didn't like her voice, you know, the British accent or whatever. But, I mean, you see this stuff, you know, the whole package in action. And, like, every cutscene, dude, it's like every frame is, like, pinup quality. It's amazing. Yeah. So mm-hmm.
I really like the way they present that story to you too, like the way it does like the dynamic comic type thing that it does.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of a 50-50, you know, they've got the whole, you know, full motion, you know, cutscenes, and then they also have the, you know, as Chris just said, you know, this like comic book like film strip cutscene, you know, where it's like stills, but their hair is still blowing and stuff.
Yeah, all the like special effects are still going off and there's still full speech in the background and that kind of thing. It's really cool.
Yeah, and I think it gets better as time goes on, because I was like, at first I'm like, oh, that's a shortcut, you know, that's kind of a cop-out, but I mean, later on, it just works, you know, you can tell that it's just, that was the style that they were going for.
Yeah, so, it does really work, and you can tell it wasn't really a shortcut because of the fact that they still put all the special effects and everything like that in there, too.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And everyone's super over the top. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh my God, is so over the top. Next time I'm like, oh my God, that's even more over the top.
This is like ridiculous. Just when you thought they couldn't go any further.
Oh, they totally do.
I haven't seen a scene that's more cheesy than that opening of Devil May Cry 3 yet, but I'm sure it'll be in there somewhere. Because I thought that was way over the top and cheesy.
Yeah, they're there. They are totally there. Especially when they start poking fun of other games.
Okay.
And genres, you know,
it's a
completely self-aware game. You know, it pokes fun of itself in some ways, but it also borrows stuff from Resident Evil 4. Mm-hmm. Like when you go into, you know, the demon guy that you, you know, buy weapons from?
Yeah.
He actually says a quote from Resident Evil 4, and he's like, yeah, I heard that in a game once. Just silly That's stuff funny. Like that. And then later on, towards the end of the game, there's actually a fantasy zone level.
Oh, no way.
That's a for old real. Game.
And
yeah.
she actually says right before, you know, she's like, this is my fantasy zone. Oh, God. So, that's, yeah, completely self-aware. Cool. You know, they make fun of themselves, so I can appreciate that.
Very
it's
much so.
Cheesy to the point, I mean, for me, that it's hilarious.
Yeah,
I
cool.
mean, I laugh out loud consistently.
No, yeah, people shouldn't be complaining about it. It's a video game. I mean, that's like, yeah. you want to see that crazy shit.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's nice to see a video game that doesn't take itself too seriously. You know, it's nice to see that we're getting this kind of game that's, it's all about poking fun and all about, you know, making fun of itself and just cheesy-ass lines over the top, you know, boss battles and mm-hmm. crazy ass finishing moves. I really like it.
Well, you know, presentation aside, you know, which I think is, you know, pretty top notch. Also top notch, I think, is the gameplay, the combat. I mean, everybody's kind of familiar with Devil May Cry, you know, love it or hate it.
I don't think it feels like Devil May Cry though.
Really?
Because when I just played, I popped in Devil May Cry 4 the day before it came out. Cause I'm like, yeah, and it is so much slower. And just so much
Devil
more
May
like,
Cry or Bayonetta?
Yeah, Devil May Cry. Yeah. Like Bayonetta's all over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, Bayonetta
super
is
quick.
So fast, especially when there's a bunch of enemies on the screen at the same time, and you're yeah. trying to dodge and kick in witch time and all that stuff. It really
that's the
gets
thing. It's the witch time thing. I think it feels more like it feels like Devil May Cry, but I want
right,
to say Ninja Gaiden because you have to rely
baseline
on
Devil May Cry. Yeah. Like it yeah. starts out with that, but it's like times 10.
Exactly. It's yeah, and it's got the Ninja Gaiden the thing with the witch time. It's like you have to be constantly looking for countering. Well, not really. I guess dodging or whatnot right. to kind of survive.
Oh, that's like absolutely essential. Yeah, you know, in Devil May Cry, you could button mash and get through the game.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
In Bayonetta, though, I mean, you really have to make use of that witch time, and that takes, you know, split second, you know, precision mm-hmm. with your dodging, and that'll activate witch time, and then you can get to, you know, it's essential for beating some enemies as well. So, yeah.
And they all have different timings, so it's not like you can be there. Okay, I know it's going to be like three seconds after I know the enemy's going to attack. It's like every enemy has a different like time between they show their tell that they're going to attack and when they actually mm-hmm. attack. So,
yeah,
but. Yeah, so the action I think is really, really engaging and really challenging as well, but not to the point where I'm like throwing my controller, and I think that's pretty important to note
yeah.
as well because I'm yeah. I'm apt to do that. It's been I don't know, it's kind of holding my hand. Like it only takes me a few tries to like get down the attack patterns of all the enemies, and then once I have, then shit just flows really, really mm-hmm. well. But yeah, it hasn't gotten me to the point where I'm just like, you know, cursing it and throwing my console or anything like that.
Yeah,
there's something magical going on there.
I think, yeah, I'm only in the third chapter, and you've beaten it. And there's two things that just stand out that kind of, and one thing annoyed me, and one thing is just kind of annoying, but it's just a minor annoyance. Is sometimes when there's a lot of enemies on screen, you can't see your character.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to say too.
And you got to kind of like
it makes it really hard to dodge more than anything.
Yeah, sure. Or know which combo you're busting out because like you got to be like, hey, well, I'm not sure if that punch hit or not or what I'm going to do, but it ends up working out in the end. And yeah. the other thing is, it's not really this is more of a thing I guess we've been taught over the last few years. Is tutorials kind of hold your hand and tell you everything about the game. This game doesn't really do that. And the first time you get those guns from the guy who sells you stuff, because he says, oh, okay, here's the new set of guns, and then you go into the menu and it has the guns there listed as something you can buy, and I'm like, oh
yeah,
crap, well I don't have that money. So I was like, okay, so I just played the next level, and the next time he's like, oh, here's a katana, here's like a sword. I'm like, oh, that's badass. I wonder how much that is, and I couldn't find it anywhere in the weapons thing, so I'm like, weird. So I started fighting a while, and I went to the menu and I was like, wait a second, I have those in my inventory. And so I realized you can equip them and that I already had them. I was like, oh, well, I figured it out, but they didn't even say anything, like hint at how to do that. Mm-hmm. So or let me know that they're in the inventory, but I know now.
And that's where I think that we as gamers have gotten kind of spoiled by that shit, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
We could probably do an entire show about how spoiled gamers are right now.
Well, I mean, it's still a step up from Demon's Souls. I mean, Demon's Souls doesn't tell you jack shit.
Demon's Souls says, here's a sword, go die.
Yeah, pretty much. You gotta rely on other people telling you how to play the game, which is kind of cool.
What's this message on the floor? Behind you! Oh, I'm dead. Never mind. Yep, yeah.
And 3,000 souls gone.
But yeah, dude, overall, yeah, really, really love the game. The only other thing that I really want to mention right now is that the boss battles are so fucking
awesome.
Epic. You know, the yeah. scale of all the levels and the, you know, just the imagination that went into creating some of this stuff is just epic.
I like the way that they do like flashbacks too, because there's a couple of instances where, you know, Bayonetta's like just remembering something from her past, and then you play through it, and then after you finish, mm-hmm. after you complete it, it jumps back right into where you left off. I kind of like the way they do that too.
Yeah.
So all in all, it's a high quality game. I love this. Highly recommended.
Well, Jason, how long did it take you to beat the game?
I want to say like 12 to 15 hours or so.
That's not too bad.
Really, that was just like the initial scratch, because there's so much more underneath, you know.
Okay. See, that was my next question. So it took, you know, and 12 and 15 nowadays is a mm-hmm. really, really good time for a game like this. That's a really good length of time to go through a game. But like replay. So is there a replay value in there?
Through the roof, actually. I mean, you know,
really?
We talked about the demon guy that actually sells you stuff. You know, he'll sell you items, techniques, weapons, and accessories and costumes, all this stuff. And you buy this stuff, you know, with, you know, certain points that you get throughout the level, you know, depending on how well you scored. And I didn't score very well my first time through, so I still had enough at the end of the game, you know, where I was able to buy pretty much all of the techniques. However, I was only able to get a couple of the accessories, and the accessories really changed the gameplay a lot too. But you know, if I want to unlock, you know, all the costumes and all that stuff, it's going to take multiple playthroughs.
I like that.
I'm ready to go right back into it.
So
I like that.
I have a question about that too. Actually, do you actually get, because we had an email thread going about well, actually it was about Darksiders, but we kind of got sidetracked into other games too. But Scott from the Goo was talking about how he found some secret areas in like the first chapter or whatever.
Yep.
And you know how after the first chapter he noticed that there were some medals missing, and that's why he went back. Is there like a chapter select so you can go back and look for those extra areas?
Indeed, yeah. It's kind of like the New Game Plus. You know, you can go back and, you know, select whatever, you know, area you want to go to.
Nice, cool.
So you can replay those chapters. Yeah, I noticed that too. And honestly, there were some instances in which I had no idea that there were like three or four of these like hidden areas in this level, and I'm like, how the hell did I miss these?
I
had no idea. They're really cool though. They're like, you know, kind of like quick challenge stages. Mm-hmm. Like you have to beat a certain amount of enemies, certain amount of time, certain amount of way.
Yeah, so really it's like the Devil May Cry hidden challenges, pretty much.
Exactly. Mm.
So. And I mean, it's more similar to that in other ways. So, like, even some sound effects are directly out of Devil May Cry, it seems. Like, when you're, the orbs, you're absorbing the orbs, like, the exact same sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. quick question. I did something by, well, I guess not by accident, but there's, like, an item creation mode in it. How the hell does that work?
Oh, yeah, the alchemy?
The alchemy stuff, because I just clicked on, like, okay, I guess I'm making something. I don't know what it was taking resources from, and then you can combine shit. I'm like, what is this?
If you read some of the texts that you pick up, it'll tell you.
Why the fuck would I want to do that?
Well, it tells you how to do some of the alchemy.
Right.
That's why.
I haven't even dived into that at all yet.
Yeah, that's like an entirely different thing. Okay. I mean, it brings like a whole nother piece of depth to this game.
There's the typical collection stuff where you collect, you know, four pieces of a heart and you get more vitality, stuff like that.
Ooh. But,
you know, that stuff's automated.
Okay.
Cool.
Besides that and Darksiders, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit, I've been playing some Street Fighter 4.
Hey, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
That's surprising.
There. Hey, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Ryan Gutierrez, also known as Gutex, because he just put out another, you know, learn Street Fighter 4 from the masters.
Yeah, yeah. One was with, what's his face?
Ed Ma,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
He just put out another one today from Arturo Sanchez, Art Sabin. He's a big Dalsim player. He actually beat Daigo out at Evo in a money match in, like, one of the hotel rooms. Super underground stuff. There's actually a video of it out there, which I shot, by the way. Just wanted to add. But yeah, you can download that video for free, which is some pretty epic stuff. Man, that the whole spacing and like fireball game, it's sexy as hell. But anyway, this new like audio podcast series is really good as well. It mainly focuses on Dalsim. Like the first half is, you know, just getting to know that character, but the second half is all, you know, matchups versus Dalsum. So even if you're not a Dalsum player, you can still learn stuff by, you know, having him talk about, you know, how to fight other characters.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's like 10 or 20 bucks for the entire series. So I picked up a lot of stuff. Good deal.
Cool.
Anyway, pimping over.
All right. That all?
Yeah, for now. I'll chime in with Darksiders stuff.
All right. Speaking of Darksiders, I'm sure Travis will talk about that. Travis, what are you playing this week?
I am so sorry to break you guys away from the Bayonetta podcast.
Sorry, dude. That comes later.
Well, the Modern Warfare has been mandatory, so I've been playing a lot of that. But the Warfare completely stopped once I got Darksiders. These are the only these are the two main games that I played aside from today. I was going through the Game of the Year games like Left 4 Dead. I was going through I played a little Demon's Souls again. I specifically took half the day off just to go through these, you know, Game of the Year games again, just for a few minutes, just so, you know, when I'm going down, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I can say, okay, this is it, this is that, so I can, you know, kind of be more have it all fresh in my mind, you know. So I was going through those games, but the majority of the week has been Darksiders, you know, since we picked it up the last couple of days. So I guess we will talk about that. Well, everybody's saying that it's God of War meets Legend of Zelda, which on paper is a good thing, and I do like what they're trying to do, because I'm really enjoying the game so far. Especially, you know, well, aside from the slow, what I thought was kind of like a slow beginning of the game, but once you get out of that and you're actually getting more, you know, you get the roam free a little bit, till you make your way towards the next, well, the first dungeon, I was starting to play and I'm like, yeah, this is like God of War, and you start looking through how you're powering up yourself and you're collecting orbs and souls and how you're able to level up, and I'm like, oh, this is a little bit like Zelda, look at that. I mean, to the T, it is like Zelda. I mean, like your life gauge, your life gauge. You have to collect 4, you know, pieces to get a full. Well, it's what is it, like a life skull or something like that? And
yeah, yeah, one of those things. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You get. It's the same deal. It's the same exact thing. than you know how Zelda is, and so I'm like, okay, yeah, this is like God of War. I'm digging it. Oh, this is like Zelda. I'm digging it. And then I get to the first dungeon, and I'm like, oh, this is like Zelda. Because that's kind of why I don't like, you know, God of War works because of the way, you know, their levels are put together. All right? Zelda works, for me personally, Zelda works fine, especially since Zelda's going 3D. Even with Ocarina of Time, which is like, oh my god, the greatest Zelda game in the world. Once I personally got into the dungeons, I'm like, oh, I just don't like this game that much. And I'm starting to get that feeling with Darksiders. Now, I like the game, but like, I'm really, really struggling to make it through these dungeons.
Really? Because yeah, I find those are like the best part of the Zelda games. Because they're like, you got to get a new item, and then you get to do cool shit with that new item, and all the puzzles revolve around items.
I'm with you on that. Because
the boss fights revolve around items.
That was the reason you were excited to go into the dungeons, is because you knew you were going to get a new item. And
yeah, you can use your new equipment. Yeah.
Right.
And I get that. But see, I've never been a great big fan of Zelda after the SNES version.
Oh, okay.
After that, I've been like, oh, because Ocarina... I wasn't feeling it. Twilight Princess, I downright loathed that game. Like, I couldn't stand it. So after that jump, my love for Zelda has diminished. So, you know, at first, before you get into the dungeon, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, like how you power up and everything. I was like, oh, this is very Zelda to me. And then, like I said, it brought me back to the reasons why I did not enjoy the 3D Zelda games. But for the most part, I'm still digging through it, and I'm liking it. I just finished the first temple.
Okay.
So I just finished it. So I'm going into it with an open mind.
That's good.
You know, yeah, because more or less I'm enjoying the story, you know, for what it is.
I love the art style, man. The art style.
The art style, yeah.
God,
that artist is amazing. I love the world he created, because the scenery, like even just the set piece of the world itself, when you're outside, like every single area, every level has like its own, like, air of familiarity. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's like all, like, it has its own, help me out here.
It has some trying to say. Feel, look.
Yeah, exactly. Every little area. I mean, it's
identity.
Yeah, and I'm really enjoying that. I mean, in as much as I can bitch and complain about the dungeons, like that first level that I was in, the Twilight Mansion, that was like every room was amazing. Like the way they put it together was really, really nice. So, you know, there's a lot of good things. It's just that grind when you're into the dungeons for me. I'm like, oh, can this please be over with? I want to go back out into the world.
Really? So, see, I'm sitting there like, oh, I want to get to the first dungeon. I haven't reached the first dungeon yet because I honestly have not put too much, maybe 2 hours into it. Maybe, probably around there. I'm just at the Panzer Dragoon part, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's exactly, my God. I just started that part. So bad.
Which is like a blatant ripoff. I'm just like,
yeah,
wow.
It was.
Except they put a shitty control scheme with it, but other than that.
Did you have problems with the controls?
Yeah, because I'm like you. I'm inverted, and you can only invert the reticule, the aim reticule, not the flight. So it really screwed me up.
Oh,
I'm like, ah.
I died so many times just because of that.
I had a tough time with that, too.
But yeah,
hey, Travis, I got to ask actually real quick. I mean, is it just like a pacing thing? Like, you know, you're into this hard and heavy combat, and then all of a sudden it's like a slowdown. It's like, okay, you got to do puzzle solving. You got to completely switch gears.
No, it's just the Zelda-ish formula of how they do that. It takes me out. Like, because I don't mind. Like, what's a good example? Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Sure.
The whole game was you're in this huge room. You fight, you know, in the beginning. And then after you fight and you clear the area of monsters, you go ahead and you just do the puzzle, the platforming puzzle, which is that huge area you just entered.
Mm-hmm.
And then in its rinse and repeat, you fight again, puzzle, fight again, puzzle. And I like that formula, but just the way Zelda does it, which, of course, this game adopts the whole, I mean, to the T, the Zelda, the whole equation, I just don't like the way it's done.
Okay.
I don't know.
Isn't that kind of the same way that it's done, though? You fight a few enemies, and okay, now I gotta figure out how to advance to the next room.
But that's fine with me, but just the Zelda formula, how you do it.
We got ourselves a Zelda in here, boys.
I don't hate Zelda, I just don't like the 3D ones. I'm a purist.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the old 2D ones better, too.
Yeah, a lot better.
I do like, even though it's taking a lot of stuff from God of War, I love how there's zero QuickTime events in the cinematics, which is awesome. Because I think that game made me realize how much I don't like QuickTime events. Because I'll be watching a cinematic, I'll be like, oh, it feels good not to have to hit a button. And when you do like the finisher moves, you just hit the button and that's it. So even some of the bigger enemies. Yeah, I just like hitting the one button. Because I remember the first couple times I did it, I'd hit circle. And then I'd wait, because I know I'm like, okay, you start an animation, I'm going to have to hit another button soon. And nothing. I'm like, it is a whole thing with one button, and that's it. Even on, like, the bosses and shit. I'm like, oh, that's so refreshing. I would rather just watch him do cool stuff than have to pay attention while I'm watching a cinematic.
That's a far cry from Bayonetta when I'm, like, mashing controller and, like, spinning the stick and just, like,
yeah, that's true. Actually, that's one thing about Bayonetta, too. I've died about four times missing a QuickTime event. Because it flashed up there for a second. I'm like,
What's funny is, you know, afterwards you can just mash. Like, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Just mash it as fast as you can.
That's cool.
No penalty. Anyway.
But Darksiders, I'm enjoying it. I think it's the first sleeper hit of 2008. And we're going back in time. 2010. Because none of us, remember, we talked about this game like a while ago. We're like, meh, we're all going to skip Darksiders.
Yeah,
we're
going
to pick up Bayonetta.
Because we had so many other action games that we wanted to play. And now it's like, I didn't play Darksiders yet. I'll be straight up because I want to finish up Bayonetta first.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling I'm going to jump into Darksiders and just go nuts in that game.
I think you're really going to like
it. Because, I mean, it's like, I love Zelda, and I love God of War, and like that type of action game.
Oh, it's, and the guy's voice, he sounds like Kratos. Like, very similar.
Yeah, he does. Oh, yeah, for real.
Yeah,
he does.
And the voice acting is really well done. I mean, Mark Hamill's in it again, too, so.
Yeah,
he
I
does
heard
that. Little... Yeah, the presentation.
He does the exact Joker voice. Like, it sounds just like it, too.
He does the Edgy,
I love
voice.
The I love the art style, love all the textures, I love all the voice acting and direction and execution. I don't think there's a better word that I could use other than just like super solid. It's a hyphenated word, but
super solid.
Solid.
Yeah,
I like.
But
it.
Yeah,
didn't, like,
I'd
really,
agree.
Really excel at anything that I've noticed yet.
Well, the only thing besides art style, and like that's the only thing I'm like, this is kick ass. Like, I love the graphics in it. Like, not in terms of the technical quality of them, just how they look in general. Because, I mean, a lot of the environments do look kind of At least especially early, because I'm early. Look kind of stale and kind of like the geometry is kind of really basic, and there's nothing much really going on in the scenery. Like I know it's like post, like it's basically the end of the world, like the apocalypse. But you're coming back in the game when there's literally no humans alive.
Yeah.
So it's like a very kind of
zombies.
That is true. And the early combat, I've heard from other people that it does get better, but the first part of the game is it's button mashing on X, basically.
Yeah.
Or on square.
I'm wearing on my X, my square button real quick.
Yeah. It's like square, 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 hold down,
should,
square,
should
square,
we mention
square,
that too?
Square.
Like the PS3 version is probably the definitive one.
Definitely,
to get.
Yeah. Right now it's they are releasing a patch for the 360 version though.
I've seen it from they are releasing a patch.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna fix the tearing, and they're gonna try to fix up
the frame drop,
the frame rate. Yeah,
yeah. Good. So it's probably worth mentioning. I mean, we've already talked about we've talked about several times how Bayonetta is the definitive version of the 360 version.
360. Hands
apparently,
down.
Dark
Darksiders.
Darksiders, the definitive version is PS3. So,
which is odd, but yeah,
it is odd.
That works.
Whatever. Yep.
Exactly. Made Glenn happy.
Best game ever.
No, this is it's still a multi-platform game.
Yeah, exactly. But he gets to say that it works better on his teams.
Well, he has to have an opportunity once a year to say that. So
right.
Yeah, at least until the patch. At least until the patch is released.
I gave him a feather in his cap and a gold star today.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Travis, is that we're still on you, right?
so that's it. Apparently, I hate Zelda. So yeah.
Zelda. Can we talk more about Darksiders though next week after we all get more of a
chance?
I definitely need to because I really don't know like what to really talk about. I mean, because I'm 50-50 on the game right now, and I've only been like you know maybe 4 hours into the game, so it's really hard for me to really talk about it. And you know, Chris had mentioned that thread we were in. We've been on this thread just to give people a little more information for like 2.5 days straight. It's got to be 200+ messages by now, like.
Oh,
easy,
that's,
right?
That's nothing.
I know. That really is like nothing. See, the Fallout one? Yeah. The Fallout one's
really?
Like 600-700 messages, man.
Okay, well, this is like a fraction of that, but we talked about that game so much.
Welcome to the email thread, Travis.
We talked about that game so much, and while we're at work, I'm at work and I'm pumped. I'm talking Darksiders all day, and I get home and I turn the game on, and I'm like, "Wow, I'm already burnt out because we talked about this fucker all
How can you be burnt out? The majority
long.
Of the talk in that thread
is
even about Darksiders.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we deviated a little bit, but it was mostly about Darksiders.
We dabble on Darksiders.
A little bit.
Yeah, I want to definitely talk about it more. Well, at least once I hit a full dungeon and stuff, and onward.
Yeah, and
like,
I
once the game
I can't
up,
wait to
opens
get
up.
To start playing it after hearing you guys talk about it, and I know our buddy John already beat it, and shit like that. So I really can't wait to dig into this game.
Likewise.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
It came out of nowhere. I expected to be Bayonetta, like I was all over that, but because of I got my PS3 in my bedroom, so I'm like, I should go to bed, and I just play Darksiders for a couple of hours. I might end up going through that first before I go into beat Bayonetta. I don't know yet.
I'm sure T loves that.
She doesn't mind. She can fall asleep with background noise.
Yeah. All right, well, Jeff, why don't you finish up with what else is distracting you this week?
Not much, man. Just playing a little more Assassin's Creed 2. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I actually really like Assassin's Creed 2. I'm getting further in that. Something I forgot to mention last week, thanks to our buddies at Namco and Jason for sending it to me. We got Tekken 6.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I plopped that bad boy in. Played a little bit with Captain Harlock and a couple other guys. I really suck at it. Oh my god, I've not played a Tekken game like somewhat seriously since 3.
Yeah, same here.
And first thing I did is pick my character I thought I knew how to use, which was Jin. They changed him so much. Like he does not play the same. So I have to find like a new character. So I think I did find my character. I can't remember her name. She's got like blonde hair and does a lot of like flip kicks and shit. I don't know. I don't know her name.
Nina?
No, not Nina. Calmarine, she's one of the new. I think she's one of the new characters. I think she came in first in
the
PSP version of Dark Resurrection, and then she got.
The chick, the rich chick.
Yes, yeah,
16 or something like that. I use her. Too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot her name.
Eddie Kusanagi is listening, cursing us. Like, God damn it! It's so and so.
He hates that fucking game too.
Yeah, and there's another girl I like too because she kind of plays a little bit like Kazumi from Dead or Alive, but I can't remember her name. She's like a Japanese girl. That whatever.
She's new, I think.
But yeah, it was it's, I don't know, I think I realized why I stopped playing Tekken, just because I just never feel like the game flows properly. I just feel like I can pick up like Soul Calibur or Dead or Alive or to some extent Virtual Fighter and kind of like know what buttons, like, hey, this is punch, this is kick, whatever. I know if I at least aim in these directions, do like these type of basic motions that seem to be like across all 3D fighting games, it'll do something similar. But with Tekken, I just feel like it doesn't do that. And I'm just like,
really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Tekken's a lot more strict, yeah, in that regard. Like, you can't like freestyle stuff.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, exactly.
Soul Calibur, you can, you know, did like you know, you
to
can
an
do,
extent.
Like, you know,
I mean, there's things that chain together like, and some things that don't.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
But yeah, I see your point. Tekken is all about the combos. Yeah,
yeah. You take Virtual Fighter, you take like Dead or Alive. You know, like punch, 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 kick is going to be like a combo, or like punch, 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 down kick, like punch, punch, down kick. Like, it's going to do something like that. Whereas Tekken, it just feels like it's like punch, and then really slow, low kick. And
it's like a little more involved.
Yeah, it seems like you got to know the combo. Like, you can't really go into it being like, okay. But that's just me not knowing the game. I can't blame the game for that. It's just like, I don't feel whatever. Played some online. I haven't experienced any lag online yet.
Well, they patched it, and apparently it's like ridiculously better now.
Well, I don't know. Jason was saying he's still like
still a mixed bag. Yeah, there's really? Still some people that are just cursing the hell.
Yeah, but Jason's internet sucks though. So.
Random forum posts that I've been reading. So
okay.
I can't tell from experience because I'm really pissed at that fucking game.
I've been pissed at Tekken since the PlayStation 2 days, man. I've told myself I refuse to play a Tekken game until they bring the feature of a Tekken Bowl from a Tekken Tag Tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we would sit back, eat some Doritos, and play Tekken Bowl. All
I remember
night
that.
Long.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about it.
It's pretty sad when the bowling part of the game is better than the actual game.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's something that I enjoy. But then I sat down. I thought to myself, I'm like, do I really want to learn this game? Because
it's
so
involved.
Much work.
It's really involved.
Hey, by the end of it, like Harlock told me some stuff, and I got down some basic combos and stuff like that. But I'm like, there's so much out right now. If only this came out a little bit earlier, maybe when it was all like the fighting games and stuff. Because I mean, I even took the time to learn at least one character in Blaze Blue, like not too bad. And but this Tekken, I'm just like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
King
but,
was
I mean,
always my character with Tekken, and he luckily hasn't changed a whole lot.
Yeah, he
so
plays pretty similar.
He plays very similar to the way he did in like Tekken 2. Even I mean, back to that far, he plays pretty similar to that. And last time I played Tekken, it was when we were in Florida, and Crystal loves to play Tekken because she likes, I forgot the name of her, the Native American chick, but
Julia
Chan. Yeah, she loves to play her, and I picked King, and I did my sidestep grab combo where he slams the opponent like four times, and when I finished it, Crystal just looked at me and I was like, I love you. it was that feeling
and she
that
she never played the game again.
It was, it's that feeling that like when I think it's the feeling Jason gets when he turns and says, I'm sorry. And you're like, no, you're not, bitch.
I do mean that. I do.
Sure you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I think you guys hate me.
We don't hate.
Yeah, that's about it. I am gonna give it some more shots, though. I'm not done with the game by any means. Cool. I just think it's gonna be more of a casual thing. Cause I know a lot of my friends still like Tekken, so if they come over, I'm sure they'll be like, all right, let's play some Tekken. And I'm sure if it's two people that don't know what the fuck they're doing, it'll be fun.
Yeah, true.
But I was just, the two people I was playing with, I just thought, oh, I'm like, this is not fun.
How about you?
All right,
that's it. That's all on my side here.
Mine'll be pretty quick, cause we've already pretty much talked about just about everything I've played. Bayonetta, we talked about that. Assassin's Creed 2, I beat the game this week. Also, finished the game. Actually went and got all the feathers, found a good fac, and got all the feathers
whore.
And shit. Yes, I was definitely an achievement whore on this game, but,
nice.
It just shows how much fun I was having with it. I mean, as much as I griped on some of the nitpicks that I had last week, it was still a lot of fun.
Assassin's Creed 2 is a really awesome game, but I had a problem
sucks,
with
this. No, it really was a lot of fun. And I did find a really good fact, and once you get 50 feathers, you get the final weapon, and once you get 100 feathers, you get the final cape. So I was like, oh, well, I want to check out these.
Doesn't the cape just make everyone want to kill you?
Yes, actually, the last cape that you get, the Auditory cape, is the one that, like, as soon as you walk into a city, you're notorious, and every guard wants to kill you.
This is a good thing.
It's well,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's fun because
it turns it into Assassin's Creed 1.
It's like if you're running, people are chasing you. That's pretty much
Assassin's Creed 1, dude. It's like, but it's, holy
it's
shit,
a shame.
I bumped.
It's a shame too because it's the sexiest cape in the game. And you
it
really
is the sexiest. Cape.
Oh, really?
But it sucks.
It's,
well, it'll come for DLC for $1. You can wear that cape and not be notorious.
There you go. But, yeah, I mean, you get a chance to really work on escaping from guards and shit like that. So, I mean, I guess that's really the only thing it's useful for. Let's see what else. Picked up.
Hold up. Did you like that game because it was your people, Chris? I have to remind you of all the stories that you ran, man.
I have to admit that I was a little bit more drawn to it because of that.
That's the same reason why I was drawn to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
I heard Assassin's Creed 3 is actually going to take place in Toronto and Northwest Territories, so yeah, I'm all about that. Fuck that horse,
the,
man.
The lead character's
moose.
Name is going to be Geoff. I also I downloaded Castlevania: The Adventure Rebirth on the Wii. It's Castlevania: The Adventure, but it's really pretty. You know, it's a traditional, very traditional, old school Castlevania game, and I would suggest it to those who are interested in that. And that's pretty much it. If you really, really want a great Castlevania, traditional Castlevania experience, I would say go back and get Dracula X Chronicles for the PSP.
Yeah.
But if you are a fan of Castlevania, this is well worth your $10. So I'm going to say it that way.
$10?
Cool.
Yeah, it is $10. And it's kind of steep, especially when you consider you can get Symphony of the Night for $10. But, you know, I saw it and I was like, I'm a Castlevania whore. I have to buy it. That's pretty much what
are you going to buy that soundtrack? That's like $250.
Dude, I was thinking about it. No lie.
I will slap
I saw
you.
It.
If you buy that, I'm allowed to get a PSP Go.
Fuck.
No.
I would get a lot more work.
No, I'm kidding. I woke up
more,
the next day. I'm
I'd
like,
get
what
a lot
the
more
was
worth
I
out of the CDs. But
that's true.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, it was a light week for me. I spent most of my time playing Assassin's Creed 2 and finishing that up.
I forgot to mention, I didn't play these, but I'm excited because they finally arrived. My X-Men vs. Street Fighter for Sega Saturn came out.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yeah. I only paid $30 for that.
Sorry.
It's pretty good. Sorry. And then I don't have them here. I had them delivered actually to Tom's place for the show on Saturday, but my Guardian Heroes is there waiting.
Yes!
Yeah.
Such a great game.
It's so freaking pixelated to hell. But,
it doesn't matter. It's so much fun.
I think I might bring my Saturn just so I can play it.
You should. You should. Do you have the 6-player adapter?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't even have a second controller. I should have bought one, but oh well. They're cheap. I can get them online.
Probably. I did have one other game on my list. I played Legend of Zelda: Spirit Tracks.
Oh yeah.
And that's my type of Zelda right there.
It's the same damn thing, man.
It's the same thing.
You go into a dungeon, you find an item, you kill the boss, you go to the next dungeon.
No, it's different.
Because you're on a train. That has little tracks.
I'm on a train.
I haven't gotten a chance to play it that much. I've only put like 2 hours into it, and
I
haven't even gotten
rupees,
to
rupees, motherfucker.
Yeah, sorry. And that's pretty much all I've done. I'm still working on getting to the first damn dungeon, man. It's like it's all this ramp up, and it's like, all right, this happens. It's like there's so much setup for the story. It's like, okay, can I play? But yeah, I mean, it's your traditional Zelda so far, you know. I'm still not a huge fan of the stylus controls, but I can deal with them. You know, they're good enough. So, yeah, I expect to be playing that quite a bit more in the future.
Cool. I know. Awesome. I got it for Lisa for Christmas. She's been playing the hell out of it. So,
yeah,
I'm
tiny
pretty
guy
good
too.
About it. I don't think she likes it as much as the last one.
Phantom Hourglass?
Right.
Yeah. I said the only thing I think I didn't like about Phantom Hourglass was having to redo that one dungeon over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that really turned me off on the game. Cool. Well, that was a pretty good distractions. Let's move on to do we have news?
Oh yeah, dude, we got some news. We got news. In case you guys haven't been paying attention, CES was this week.
Who gives a shit? Let's talk about some games.
And that
we're
was
talking about
news.
Game of the Year.
Yes, let's do that.
All right, we got a lot of emails from you guys, so what we're going to do is we're actually going to take our new segment and drop it.
Yeah, we just don't have time.
And go through your emails and talk about the games.
You can check out the latest news at www.interactivedistractions.com.
That's right.
It's nice. A website.
It's a website.
It is.
It is now.
Travis has deemed it as such.
But we're going to go ahead and go through your emails and the nominations that you guys gave us, and then we'll take our break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about our nominations, and then we'll go from there. So, Travis, I'm going to pass it over to you, and I'll let you do your thing.
All right, no problem. I'll go ahead and read these emails. You want me to go ahead and talk about how we're doing this?
Yeah, why don't you?
Sure,
we
why
got,
not?
We got a fuck ton of emails from you guys.
Yeah.
So thank you, but go ahead.
But there are so many. There are so many. Well, with there being so many emails, on top of half of the emails were just lists, and there was not much much meat on those bones, that we had to sadly kind of cut them in half and you know, pick and choose which ones we're gonna read, because you know, sometimes just reading a list makes for such good radio, but you know, we have to sometimes drop it down a little bit.
But wait, there's more.
But yes, there is more. What we decided to do, and we kind of kept this hush hush up until now, we wanted to do not just our game of the year, but since everybody you know told us what they like this year, based on the criteria that we gave with all the different, you know, subjects, 360, PS3, that we decided to do an official Indus listener pick for each of the categories that we have. So we actually took the time, we tallied up every single email that you guys did, every single nomination that y'all gave us, we tallied it up, and we had some really interesting stuff that we'll give to you this episode, correct, guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We'll do it before. All right. Break. So we're going to give it to you this episode. We want to let you know that it is appreciated, and it, you know, all your nominations went to something, and it was good. So, again, if we don't read your emails, guys, we're sorry. You guys really pulled through on this one and gave us a lot of good stuff. So, that being said, we'll start off with the first email. They say, "Hey guys, Hedges1001 here with my game of the year suggestions for PS3 exclusive. Agarest Generations of War, a really freaking awesome RPG that England got before America for a change. For the 360, Star Ocean, The Last Hope. He would have said Lost Odyssey, but that came out in 07. For multi-platform game, Street Fighter 4.
Nice.
The only game that I constantly return to this year. Just a shame I traded it in. What?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Usually I trade in the games I don't go back to.
You wanted to really, really let that need cultivate until Super comes out. So I see what he's doing. Not really. Portable game, Dissidia, Final Fantasy, 85 hours and still can't beat level 110 Chaos. The downloadable game was a tie between Shadow Complex and Shatter. Both good, but both deserve returning to for different reasons. And overall, his overall game of the year, Dissidia Final Fantasy.
Wow.
When I was in secondary school, this was my dream game, so that's reason enough. Keep up the good work from Hedges1001. P.S. I'm Doomsday Arcade on Xbox Live. Add me if you want, but my gold expires at the end of January. I actually kind of get what he's saying. I remember when I was a kid, I was always, you know, thinking to myself, like, man, I wish they would make a Final Fantasy game where they took all the bad guys and all the good guys and just, like, threw them in together and, you know.
Oh, they did. It just sucked.
Yeah. Well, you didn't like it?
Dissidia?
Irrgeets?
Oh.
The game was garbage.
No. That's different.
Energies.
That wasn't a Final Fantasy game.
It had a lot of Final Fantasy characters in it.
It had three.
How many?
Characters.
It had Cloud. It had Sephiroth. And Sephiroth, Cloud. I'm pretty sure it had other ones too. I'm just not a big Final Fantasy nut, so I wouldn't even know. Wasn't Kefka in it? No, Kefka wasn't in it.
No. Cloud, Zack, and Tifa.
Stop talking. You don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry, Tifa. Oh, yeah, Tifa was in it.
Touch your face.
I'm just saying.
Moving on.
Not a fair comparison. Anyway.
No.
I know, whatever. But I'm not a Final Fantasy nerd. I don't know, like, who was in it. I'm sorry.
We got lists to go through. Let's do this.
All right, moving on. This is from Dylan Northrop. PlayStation 3 Game of the Year. They have games for this? I thought it was just a Blu-ray player with a funky remote. But seriously.
Fanboy! Oh, sorry.
But seriously, Ratchet and Clank, A Crank in Time, and Uncharted 2. I know you're going to put Demon's Souls on the list, but can you please give it a rest? Seriously? I didn't know we talked about Demon's Souls that much.
We did for a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Wii Game of the Year, Super Mario Bros. Wii, will likely take it, but Bit Trip Beat definitely deserves some consideration. Other than that, the Wii exclusives are pretty slim. Xbox 360 Game of the Year, for platform exclusive, this is likely between Halo 3, ODST, and Shadow Complex. Not a lot of exclusive love this year for the 360. Going on to multi-platform, Batman Arkham Asylum, Borderlands, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Assassin's Creed 2, and Left 4 Dead 2. That's it. That's the list. Portable Game of the Year. He goes with Professor Layton in a Diabolical Box, Mario and Luigi's Bowser Inside Story.
Yeah.
And with a quick shout out to Flipnote Studio, which isn't as much a game as a cool low res way to create animations. He goes with his downloadable game of the year with Shadow Complex. Will likely take this, but I have derived much pleasure from the first expansion of Magic: The Gathering.
That's cool. And that's worthy.
Yep. And overall game of the year, since I don't have a PS3 and can't rightly vote for Uncharted 2 or Kraken Time, and you guys didn't put in a PC game of the year category, so I could mention World of Warcraft: Wrath of the Lich King, I gotta go with Borderlands. If Demon's Souls gets game of the year, I gotta call shenanigans. I know you'd go gay for the game, but seriously, enough. Thanks.
I don't think we've talked about Demon's Souls in a long time.
Consideration, yeah. Sir.
Yeah.
We'll just have to find out, won't we?
Can we explain this real quick? He mentioned that we didn't have a PC game of the year, and mm-hmm. The reason is kind of because I don't think we play enough PC games to be qualified to do that sort of thing. You know,
speak
I mean,
for yourselves.
Well, I was going to say Jason does, but I don't. I know Travis doesn't.
No,
yeah, Chris. I don't feel like I played enough. I mean, I played several PC games this year, but I didn't feel like I played enough to make that kind of call. Personally.
That's all.
I agree, yeah.
Continue.
Pussies. All right, continuing with our...
shitty computer.
Continuing on with our favorite fruit, Tamarine Laz.
Tamaramalinglong.
I'm sure he's missed that.
Right? Hey, guys. I'm only going to be putting the winner for the category since I really didn't play much this year and I want to keep it short. That's what we like. PS3 I didn't mean it like that. Come on. PS3 exclusive Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. Need I explain? It's one of the best games I've played, and it might have costed Jason his job.
Fuck you guys.
Screw you guys.
I'm going 360,
360 exclusive Splosion Man. I know it's downloadable, mm-hmm. but there weren't really That's any fine. 360 exclusives other than the Halo games.
Forza 3. Everyone forgets Forza 3.
Trust me, you may get a little retribution later on in the show. Wii exclusive, House of the Dead Overkill. I played this game at a friend's house. Man, it is such a blast to play. Multi-platform game, Assassin's Creed 2. You really enjoyed this game, even though I never really played the first. Loved it.
That's fine.
Portable game, Patapon 2. I love the first Patapon, and this one is just better in every way. Downloadable game, Trine. Really enjoyed this game. It's short, but if you look for all the secrets and experience, it's longer. Yeah. Overall, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. The game is great, lots of polish, great voice acting, awesome single-player experience, and a good multiplayer. Please keep up the great work with the show and the website. Tamarine Laz.
Thanks, Tamarine Laz. Quick mention before we go on to the next one. He mentioned that Resident Evil game for Wii. I almost picked up Dead Space Extraction just so I could play it before we did our nominations.
Yeah.
But they actually didn't have it at the GameStop I went to.
Yeah, so, I tried to rent it and it was out at the local Blockbuster. Because
yeah,
so
it's like
kind of sad.
Apparently that's a really good game. No one's bought it or played it. So.
And I love the universe. I love the story with the game. I'm really interested and I'm excited about the second one too. It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dead Space. I'll buy you eventually.
Get the first one.
Word. and open it. Moving on. What's going down, Indus? Let's make this short and sweet. PS3 exclusive, Uncharted 2. Quite excellent.
Jesus.
Shut up, Jason. 360 exclusive, Forza 3. This has got to be Geoff's pick.
Yeah.
Wii exclusive, Super Mario Bros. Wii. The multi-platform game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. It's a given. Portable game, Monster Hunter Freedom Unite. Sorry, Chris, but this is better than Phantasy Star Portable.
You're full of shit.
Ooh. Downloadable game, another one for Patapon 2. Does this count? I downloaded it. Anyway.
Sure.
Well, actually, you can only download it. It's not available
in UMD form. Yeah, you can't buy that.
Yeah. If you go to the store and buy it in the store, it comes with a card to download it.
Right. Right. And he actually added his own category. The Torgo's Hype Machine game.
Oh, dude. Can I predict what it's going to be?
Can we take a break before this?
Yeah, this is going to feel. Is he only naming one? If he's going to name the biggest one, I'm going to throw Fat Princess out there. That's what I'm guessing
Fat
he's going to say.
Fat Princess. Absolutely. He says, worst 15 spent ever. Have a good one, guys. Sincerely, Asian 619.
Thank you, Asian 619.
Nice.
That's one of my SOCOM Saturday buddies right there.
Nice.
Cool deal. All right, moving on again. Keeping it going. Hey, Team Indus. This is my first time writing in. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Here are my Game of the Year picks. PlayStation 3. Killzone 2.
Nice.
Although this wasn't the killer app Sony had wanted, wanted it to be, and doesn't have a great story like Uncharted, this game was amazing. I found the campaign enjoyable and fun to play, but it is the multiplayer that makes it the PS3 game of the year. It was well done and rivaled the multiplayer offerings of Halo or Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. 360 game of the year, Halo ODST. Another year, another great game in the Halo series. The story was good and the story was good and the gameplay was tight as well done. But Firefight was amazing. It was nice to have a challenge and to have to strategize in a round based survival game rather than just shoot the mindless zombies in God of War's horde or Call of Duty's Nazi zombies. Plus, the extra disc was fucking awesome since I didn't have to buy any of the map packs.
True that.
Yeah, I can give him that. Wii Game of the Year, another one for Super Mario Bros. Wii. It wins by default, the only game on the Wii this year worth playing, period.
Oh, wrong.
That hurts.
That does hurt.
It's comments like that why Capcom supposedly came out and said that they regret doing these hardcore games, and then they had to retract.
And then they backpedaled a little bit.
So, but I don't blame them. That's bullshit. What, 9,000 copies for Dead Space? That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We bitch about the Wii, but we don't follow through. Anyway, that's a whole nother feature. Multi-platform game of the year, Assassin's Creed 2.
Nice.
I can't say enough about this game. It had compelling story, almost endless side missions and collectibles, and some of the best damn graphics I've ever seen. My favorite thing about it is that it fixed just about every problem with the first one. Also, the way Ubisoft used Uplay points to get in-game rewards was one of the coolest things ever. Portable game of the year was Little Big Planet PSP, just about everything that Little Big Planet has to offer on the go. Enough said.
Yeah, for multiplayer.
Except for multiplayer.
The important part.
Downloadable game of the year. I made a game with zombies in it. Woo, woo.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure not many people know about this game because it's an indie game. Yeah. But it is addicting, well-made, and has a great theme song, and it's only $1.
The guy made over $100,000.
A lot of people know about that game.
That's a lot of retail games. Like the people who made Dead Space Extraction are mad jealous of him right now.
Right. All right. He actually gives us a PC game of the year, Torchlight.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And he says, I don't really want to just say the same things you guys say about this every episode, and most of the other listeners should know why this is a fucking awesomely great game. Overall game of the year, Assassin's Creed 2. For reasons why, see multi-platform game of the year.
This is actually Travis writing in, by the way.
Yeah, this is from me. Yeah, no, actually, it is from his VG Evo username is Chris B Chicken, and if you want to meet him on live, he's IamLegend1331.
Cool.
Holler at your boy.
Thank you, Chris.
Cool deal. Good stuff.
I have one thing to say. More masa. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all I'm going to say.
No joke.
Very cool. Continue.
All right, continuing. Dear Indus Crew, Adventurine from Game and Talk Crew here.
Dun, dun, dun,
I've been listening to your podcast for a little while and decided I should class the place up a bit with my presence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much needed.
Yes. I would like to answer your question of the week with a bit of a caveat. I just started playing games again since I finally earned my degree in May and was on a gaming hiatus until then. So, I've been playing catch-up while not addicted to Fallout 3. Also, I only have a PC and a 360, so I can't comment on other systems. Well, here goes. For 360 Game of the Year, I humbly submit Assassin's Creed 2. while this isn't an earth-shattering announcement, it is probably the best game I've played in a 360 so far. You guys pretty much hit the nail on the head when you said it fixed all the problems on the first. While Assassin's Creed 2 is multi-platform, I think Borderlands deserves multi-platform Game of the Year over it, simply because I don't think it is going to get a nod otherwise. As for downloadable Game of the Year, I'd have to go with Plants vs. Zombies. Damn, that game is addictive, fun, and worth the minuscule price. And overall Game of the Year for me has to be Dragon Age Origins.
Nice.
Very cool. Part KOTOR. Part WoW, all goodness. Dragon Age also has replayability. Out the ass, so value is high. Well, so much for class. Stay awesome. That's what it's all about. Later, Adventurine.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Adventurine.
Very, very cool.
Awesome. Assassin's Creed 2 love.
A lot of Assassin's Creed 2 love.
And rightfully so, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good game.
I think Ubisoft earned it. You know, they shined up the turd.
Yeah, but that's not a turd anymore. That's though. Right. I was trying to think of something that it would turn into, but I don't know.
I don't know.
A cleaner turd.
Continue. Let's just drop this in and move on.
All right.
Okay. We actually are down to our last one. This comes from Scott Hill. He says, hey
Scott
Indus.
Hill, that's
your buddy, right?
Yeah, it's Tanya's sister's boyfriend. I lent him my PS3 and he gave me a gift card for Amazon for it. I was like, dude, you didn't have to do that, but that was nice.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice.
I think he mentions it right here in the beginning. He says, hey right Indus, then. I'd like to start by thanking Jeff for his PS3. It was way too much hassle to take my 360 on the plane home to Toronto, so the PS3 allowed me to meet my gaming needs. I managed to play a few games, but not enough to have any merit behind the PS3 nominations, but I did really enjoy Uncharted 2 and Killzone 2. However, I know Jason will put the kibosh on Uncharted winning. for the 360, I had to pick and choose what I got. Right now, the only 360 exclusive titles that I can come up with that I played were Halo ODST and Left 4 Dead 2. Neither of which were spectacular, so I'm no help there. Except I picked up Shadow Complex last week while it was on sale for 800 Microsoft points. So,
very good
choice. If that is not on the PSN, I guess that would be my vote for the 360 exclusive and downloadable game of the year.
Awesome.
Finally, for overall, like everyone else, I got Assassin's Creed 2 for Christmas. While I have not finished the game yet, I can tell this is going to be my game of the year. I generally enjoyed the first one, and Assassin's Creed 2 is 10 times better. Keep up the good work, guys, and thanks once again, Jeff. Scott.
No problem.
Very cool. Thanks, Scott. That was a good email.
You're such a good friend, Jeff.
No, I know.
What are you going to let me borrow?
I had to go without my bedtime gaming for like 2 weeks. It was tough. I had to watch How I Met Your Mother. Oh, no, I couldn't even watch How I Met Your Mother because we had no DVD Blu-ray player in the bedroom. What the hell did I do with myself?
Pay attention to your girl.
I was just going to say, Josh.
I can think of other things to do in the bedroom.
Yeah, she's sleeping.
That's the best time.
Awesome.
So that's pretty much all I have for the emails, but I guess we can go ahead and you know mention everybody else's names who also sent us in the emails.
Well, hold on a second, Travis.
Yeah.
One more. We actually have one voicemail that got sent in. So let me play that really quick.
Ooh.
If I don't play this, I have a feeling I would get in a lot of trouble because dude tried to send it 6 times. I didn't know which one to use, so I just picked the one that he sent last, and we're just going to listen to that. So here you go.
Did all the rest of them end in, oh, fuck, and then call back? Or...
I don't know. I think what might have happened is that that Google Voice might have a time limit on the amount of time that you can call in for, and I think it might have been cutting him off.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure, but it seems like he was rushing more and more to get through the email each time, or the voicemail each time. So I haven't even listened to this version of it. So here we go.
Hey, what up, Ben? This is Eddie Kuzmanagi here. Been a while. I'm here to answer your question of the week.
What's up, Eddie?
With my nominations of Game of the Year. I'm only doing PlayStation 3 Game of the Year and overall Game of the Year, so I'll just get on to it. All right, number 5 is BlazBlue Calamity Trigger. Number 4 is Infamous. Number 3 is Tekken 6. Number 2 is Killzone 2. And number 1 is Uncharted 2. Yeah, no surprise. Overall Game of the Year. My number 5 is Assassin's Creed 2. My number 4 is Modern Warfare 2. My number 3 is Killzone 2. My number 2 is Uncharted 2.
Oh. Oh, wait.
My number
1
is Street Fighter 4.
Oh,
yeah, that's surprising. That's surprising.
I would have never guessed
Street
that.
The fucking truth.
I'll say it again, Street Fighter 4. it's that good. I'm sorry. It's good.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, I'm sorry I can't explain in detail why these are what they are. But, I mean, if your next show ends up to be, you know, just pick one, you know, I mean, you know, we'll get to that. But, I mean, I don't have enough time to, you know, say how what I want to say here, but it's all good. Anyways, I'll try and voicemail you guys a lot more frequently. Happy New Year, and, great show. Take care, guys.
All right. Happy New Year to you too, Eddie.
Thank you very much, Eddie. So one vote. There's a vote for the Street Fighter 4. I'm sure that makes Jason happy.
Yeah, whatever. Story sucked in that game. I want a movie quality experience when I play
games. All right. Well, my interruption is done, Travis. So you can continue with what you were doing.
Okay, no problem at all. No problem at all. Well, I guess I'll just go straight into, like I said, everybody else who responded. I mean, we thank you guys so much because you guys, we asked you, give us the games. You returned in spades and everything. And aside from the people that we've already read the emails to, unfortunately, the people who couldn't get to, we'll just go ahead and send you thanks right now. And then we'll just, you know, mention who you are. Only One Matters, Death Row, our man Lee Kelly, Plank Fan, Nabashin186, JG92, Corey, and our main man, Jack Bauer. Guys, again, we are so sorry we couldn't read you on the air, but man, you guys really, really, really came through and gave us a whole bunch of stuff. And like we said earlier, you gave us so much that we had to do stuff with the information you gave us. So we're giving you guys, you know, the official Interactive Distractions listener Game of the Year picks. And we went with all the
nominees.
All the nominations. We have all the information, and I'm a douche because I don't have it already. But yeah, here it is.
Travis tallied everything up for us.
Nah, it wasn't that bad. It only took me 2 hours. We're gonna go with start off with the listener pick for the portable game of the year, and there was no contest. It was Little Big Planet PSP.
Wow.
Okay. You guys really seem to like it. Absolutely.
And apparently don't like playing with one another.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right.
Sign of a true gamer right there. The official Indus listener pick for the downloadable title. Y'all pulled through and got Shadow Complex. There was no contest.
No
other game came close.
That was actually surprising for me because I just figured a lot of people are VG voters, and I honestly expected Pixel Junk Shooter or Shatter to be on there, to tell you the truth. But you guys surprised me. Good for sure.
Especially since those games are really hot right now still, and they're brand new, yeah, so everybody probably would have been like, okay, let's get that. I was happy for Shadow Complex as well. The listener multi-platform game of the year was Borderlands.
Nice.
And Modern, and Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, so tie.
Two-way tie. Right.
That's a good tie.
And they each had six apiece. And Assassin's Creed 2 pulled in a close second with five. So it was almost a three-way tie with Borderlands and Modern Warfare and Assassin's Creed 2.
Wow.
I was really excited. But there was one category that was even more exciting, and we'll get to it soon. But moving past that, a non-exciting category was the Wii Game of the Year. And I mean, there was no contest. It was Mario Brothers. Like it blew everything out of the water. There was it was a landslide.
It's been a long year, huh?
Now,
Jenny McCarthy's workout.
And if you guys like sleepers, if you guys like upsets, what would you think is the PS3 Interactive Distractions listener pick?
The upset? I don't know what. If like a major upset would be Fat Princess, I think.
that would be an upset. That would be a travesty.
Okay. Well, there's no upset. It was Uncharted 2. No contest.
Sorry, Jason.
I almost want to do the 360 category last because I almost wanted to do the 360 category last because it was so insane. Like I was actually getting excited when I was tallying up the 360 nominations. But in the end, I was sitting there. I was about to email you guys, like, guys, the 360 category is amazing.
And somehow Uncharted 2 won for it. I don't even know how that happened.
How did this happen? Torgo? ODST ended up winning with six total votes.
Mm-hmm.
And Forza and Shadow Complex were right behind it with five apiece.
Oh,
I mean, it was so close. I can't
close.
Like, because they were all neck and neck, and it went down to the very, very last email, and ODST pulled out one more. It was awesome.
Cool.
But it was a three-way tie, and it was really, really exciting. You had to be there. It was Tampax. Any overall game of the year. Overall game of the year.
Did you just say it was Tampax?
Yeah, it was Tampax. Overall game of the year, Uncharted 2 by a long shot. Nothing came close. Everybody loves the Nathan Drakes.
Oh, shit.
Or
that
the
gonna
Adam
be, that's going to be a
or
new...
Or not Adam North, sorry. What the hell's the guy's name? Adam North is...
Nolan North.
Goo. Yeah, Nolan North. Nolan North.
Adam North is
yeah.
Scott's co-host.
Yeah, Scott's co-host. Adam North does the voice for everybody
sure
in video gaming.
He's not doing the voice acting for Nathan Drake.
I'm pretty sure Nolan North does the voice for Bayonetta.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Drake,
that would be insane.
Get over here.
It wouldn't be surprising, though.
Yeah, not at all.
All right. Man.
So, yeah, those are our listener picks.
Very
Uncharted
cool.
Uncharted 2 for the win.
So, thank you guys very much.
I was actually
going to
pull up and be
response.
Like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just read all the other nominations we didn't. And then I looked at the time and I was like, whoa, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, we, yeah.
But, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll talk about our nominations for each Game of the Year category. Then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So, stay with us and we'll be back right after this. It's time to wake up.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because your limited online game time should not be ruined by douchebags.
Release the inner child. Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
Welcome back.
You welcome back.
Oh, it is time to talk about our nominations for Game of the Year.
It's our turn.
So, what do you say, guys? We'll just like we'll go around the table. We'll start with something. We'll start with like portable game, and we'll go around the table, and everyone can name off their list, and we can talk about the games then.
Sure, why not?
Sure,
cool. Well, Jason, you are the quote unquote guest for this one. So start off with your portables.
Oh, okay. Should we just burn through these for the most part?
Give a game, give a
reason. Give a game, give
a
reason, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, best portable, in no particular order, I've got Prinny, Can I Really Be the Hero? Really
nice.
Fun, kind of almost strategic platformer.
That's on my
really
list
cool,
too.
Really cool boss fights. I love that game.
Hard, isn't it? Yeah, that got like best
it's,
boss
oh, it's
fight.
It's tough as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Some website gave it best boss battles of the year.
Yeah, I think it was GameSpot, actually. And it gave it to it over Demon's Souls. which I thought was unusual.
Yeah. Super fun game. Totally worth a purchase. Anyway, cool. Final Fantasy Dissidia.
Oh.
I have to put on there just because it was executed really, really well. And even though I'm not as much of a fanboy of the Final Fantasy series anymore, I can appreciate that shit. I understand that fanboys, you know, writing their fan fiction
it's
are like totally up in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, more importantly, it is a pretty fun game. Next up would be Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, for obvious reasons. It's awesome. next up, Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story.
You played that, huh?
I've been wanting to play it.
Not enough, and I really wish that I had, but other games, you
just know
from it. But yeah.
It had you at
power. From what I did play, I really, really enjoyed it, but I don't like my DS at all. Anyway. last one, Half Minute Hero on the
PSP.
Nice. The game. Okay, cool.
Yeah. The super wacky, you know, it's got that, you know, just as it says in the title, Half Minute, you know, you've got 30 seconds to, I'm not going to explain the game. It's fun, it's very addictive, you know, it's always got that, you know, just a little bit more added to it, and it's challenging as well.
Cool.
And it's wacky.
Awesome.
I like that list, man. I need to get my hands on Half Minute Hero.
Yeah, same.
Everyone is telling me how good it is.
You will really like that.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing too. So I'm gonna look into it pretty soon, I think.
Cool.
Me too.
All right, Travis, why don't you give us your portables, man?
All right. Starting off with Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars for the DS.
I keep seeing that on people's lists, man. Nobody told us that was good. What happened?
Dude, it was really fun. They do a lot of cool things with the stylus, a lot of mini games, like, you know, when you break into a car, you actually have to use the stylus and, you know, jumpstart the car. They do a lot of cool stuff with it.
Did you try the PSP one by chance?
No, I just played it on the DS. Okay. But what I really enjoyed about it, it harkens back to the old school, kind of over the top.
Yeah.
But it's more or less that 3/4, that isometric view.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you would call it? It's really, really good how they do it, and they recreate Liberty City. It's really nice, and I think it's quite a feat for the DS, so I really enjoyed that game.
Cool.
Also for the DS, Peggle. Oh.
Nice.
It came out for the DS, man, and Megan and I both, we played that game till we burn a hole into the little cartridge. I mean, we love that thing so much.
Shit's addictive.
Yeah. Played a little bit of Patapon 2. I really enjoyed it. It was my first Patapon experience, and you know, jumping into the second one, and I had a blast. Yeah, and then the rhythm aspects to it. I mean, it's really, really fun game. You know, if you play Patapon, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Another one for Final Fantasy Dissidia. I enjoyed it for what they were trying to do. You know, it was a really, really good game. You know, pretty much what Jason said. I agree with. I liked it. And then number three. The game everybody was excited about. It was like the E3 game of the year, and it came out and everybody shat on it. And I can understand why. There were some control issues, but Scribblenauts. I still play Scribblenauts to this day. I'm really enjoying it.
Like more than just fucking around with shit at the title screen?
Yeah, well, there's different things. Like, there's like adventure mode and there's puzzle mode. Adventure mode is kind of hard because you have to have... You have to have reflexes. You have to hurry up before, like, the bee comes and kills you. But puzzle mode, you can actually take your time and really think of some stuff and get some things going on. It's just better puzzles the way they're laid out, and it's really fun. And then, like, the title screen stuff is cool, too. We can just waste some time and, you know, just create some shit. You know, have God fight Cthulhu or something. It's really fun. So, but I like Scribblenauts, so. But that's all for me.
Cool. All right. Jeff, give us yours.
Oh, dude, I hardly played anything on my portable, and actually two of the games on my list, I don't even know if they even came out this year or last year, so I might have to kick them off. I guess one of them, and again, no particular order, is Zelda Spirit Tracks. I bought that for Tanya. I haven't played too much to it, but I mean, I liked the other one. This one's supposed to be better, and I guess kind of a cop would be like, okay, I hardly played any of it, but I'm putting it on my portable game of the year. But considering I really only played three games that I think were released this year, it's got to make it on the list. Second is Retro Gaming Challenge. Was that this year?
You know, I
want
to... Because I got it this year. Repeat got it for me when it came down. It was in March, so I don't know if it came out this year or the year before.
I want to say it was last year. I'll double check. Go ahead.
All right, double check. Well, and the other one, I think, is this year, but Guilty Gear. The Guilty Gear friggin', what's it called? Super the X... Accent Core to the Power of Four. That one. I'm pretty positive that one is this year. And that is probably one of the games I played most on it, because when I went on a road trip around, when I got that, I played the shit out of it. So, and I enjoyed it. And I think it's done really well on the PSP, and it controls really well. So,
cool.
And hey, honestly,
Jeff, Yep. Jeff, you're solid. February 10th.
I'm solid. Retro Game Demo. Yes. Nice. Cool. Because I still play that game once in a while. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I can play a quick, like 30 seconds or whatever. That's why I want to get 30 Second Hero because it's probably pretty similar. Yeah, that's actually it. Those are the only games. Like, I played Ninja Gaiden Dragon Swords, but that came out last year or the year before that. So, yep, that's it. Three, Zelda Spirit Tracks, Retro Game Challenge, and Guilty Gear.
And you know it's a shame? Retro Games Challenge did not sell very well, yeah, and you're probably not going to see the sequel.
Yeah.
Which is out in Japan. It's a shame because Retro Game Challenge. I'm actually sad it's not on my list because it's a really good game.
Cool.
All right, cool. So I'll go through mine real quick then. Most of them have been mentioned already. Zelda Spirit Tracks. I'm with you, Jeff. Cool. That's on my list. I also put Prinny on there because I haven't played it a whole lot, but man, that game is fun as shit, dude. Little characters. The only thing that I don't know. I just think he's endearing because he's always saying, "Dude," and it gets kind of annoying a little bit after a while, but you kind of love the little penguin guy.
Prime Buster's gonna love you guys. That's like one of my favorite games.
Monster Hunter Freedom Unite is also on my list. Retro Game Challenge, which I just added because I had a space available, and I was reminded that it came out this year. Last, probably least on the list is Phantasy Star Zero, but I enjoyed the game enough to put it on here. So there you go.
Cool.
All right. Let's move to downloadable.
Downloadables. This one was freaking hard for me, man. There's so many good downloadable games this year.
Yeah.
By the way, people out there, if you hear clickety, clickety, typety, typety, that's because I'm trying to keep track of what we're nominating here.
All right. Well, I can send you the list. Anyway. All right. So yeah, Jeff's going to give me a little bit of shit on this first one. No, Fat no. Princess.
Ah, yeah, that you played for one day and never
Come
again.
On. A lot of fucking charm in that game. The game
you
had
played
a lot
it for
of
one
fucking...
day.
I, no, no, well, it was like a good game. Was kind of, the,
no one
the
supported
was kind of
it.
Janky.
It was still a good game.
Yeah, I think it was a big endeavor, and I think they nailed the gameplay.
Yeah,
it was just the online experience that like really, yeah, that kind of fucking sucked. Yeah. But yeah, overall, I really did enjoy the game. Next up, Shatter. I spent a lot of hours playing that game. Cool. Same thing with Trine, even though I got that on the PC. I did end up getting it on PSN as well, although I haven't really played it on there, but still, I think it's deserving as well. Next up, Splosion Man.
Splosion Man!
Holy shit, that was a surprise, right?
That was a surprise. It came out of nowhere.
It looked like it was just going to be kind of cheesy and ass-tastic, but no, it was super fun, yeah. And the last one, Shadow Complex. Definitely put the most hours into that one.
Cool.
Awesome. All right.
Nice.
Travis, what you got, buddy?
All right. I started out with I made a game with zombies in it. I mean, it was a buck, and it's always a good time when you play it. And then
and it's
also,
fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Especially playing two players. It's really good.
And best
really,
song
really
of the year.
Good, happy fun time. I also have Shadow Complex. Really good. Good package. Good game. I enjoyed it. Trials HD.
Fuck that game.
I almost made my list until I realized how pissed off I got at it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is a really good game. I want to throw my 360 out the fucking window.
Oh, once I got
it makes
the heart,
you
want
to go back and do it some more. And, it's so fun.
Well, that was the closest I got to ever being in like a score chase when it was like Jason, myself, and Silent Hero Shura were playing that game. And it's ever since that one track when I was like, I gotta beat Jason, I beat Jason's score. I come back later that day and he beat me again. I'm like, fuck this. I spent like an hour beating his first score. I'm not even gonna bother with this one. And I never played the game again.
Dude, they really nailed that whole score chasing thing. That was
so fun.
Very
like
cool.
You're literally chasing their meter. Like it was really fun. Yeah, that was a good time.
And it was just
and
so
Jason,
painful when you fall and all of a sudden you see the guy go, whoom. Oh,
you're still up there in a lot of them, Jason. All right, moving on.
I don't know if he heard you, but that's all right.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, what I miss? What I miss?
I was
you're
saying
still,
that
you're still
up
there
on
a lot of your trial scores.
Dude, you should put Silent Hitoshiro.
Oh, dude,
Or no, it was like Red Hitoshiro. Dude, he changed his
Xbox
Live name. Hey, maybe I'll start playing that game again.
But will it automatically transfer over?
It does,
though?
I think. I think it automatically transfers over.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on, it was my next one is Grand Theft Auto 4, The Ballad of Gay Tony, which was definitely the superior of the exclusive DLC that they released. It was just really, really good time with that. A lot of people were kind of complaining with Grand Theft Auto 4 that there weren't some of those crazy missions.
Or penis.
Yeah, right. Ballad of Gay Tony gave
penis.
You gave you those crazy missions. Like they brought back the base jumping and like jumping out of a helicopter with a parachute. They brought all that crazy stuff that was, you know, people loved about San Andreas and put it into GTA 4. And it was a really good and a great story too. Like, well, I mean, they're always, you know, Rockstar is always delivering on good story. And in my final and actually in particular order, number one, downloadable game was Torchlight.
In order. Dude, we're announcing this next week.
Fucking hacks. I call shenanigans. You guys don't want a PC category because you're not PC gamers.
No, but this is the only you know what other PC games I played? King's Quest 6 and XCOM. Okay? Look, Torchlight is the only PC 3D. Game on my list.
Well, okay. It sucks because I don't have anywhere to put Torchlight. That was like one of my games of the year. Damn it.
Hacks.
Travis, don't give spoilers.
All I was saying for me. That's me personally. It's not.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but next week we're doing our picks for the categories.
Well, that's going to be dependent upon.
It depends if it gets enough.
Yeah, with everybody else.
Oh, for real? I didn't know that. I thought we were doing it like we all pick our favorite, then out of those we get. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. I'll go in order then.
But yeah, Torchlight for the win. Love it. Good
cool.
stuff.
All right. Jeff, go for it.
Okay, no order except for the last one I'm going to say, but Explosion Man's on there. Also put in Magic the Gathering, because I love the crap out of that.
Yeah,
I played
yeah.
so much of that game, and I couldn't
that.
Not put it on the list. It was between that and Shatter, to tell you the truth. And I was like, you know what, I just played Magic way more. And so that had to fit in there and knock Shatter out of there. Wipeout Fury, that was freaking badass. Played that for a while. Good game, and it's just as big as the first time it came out as an expansion, but it's bigger than the original game, so.
Buy it.
Wow, okay.
Pixel Junk Shooter, which is surprising to
nice.
Me because I don't usually like any of the Pixel Junk games, and Shooter I really, really enjoyed. And, of course, my number one, probably much goes without saying, is Shadow Complex.
No way.
Nice.
Way.
Really?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, I'll run through mine real quick. Start off with a little Trine.
Yeah.
Did so enjoy that game. I'm going to say also Pixel Junk Shooter along with Jeff. Magic the Gathering also along with Jeff.
Nice.
Shatter, which someone else mentioned. Was it?
That was me.
Jason? Okay, cool. And of course, Shadow Complex. You know, I mean, can't go without that. So those are my picks for downloadable. All of them have been mentioned already. So
cool.
There you go. All right, what should we move on to next? 360?
Wii.
Wii? Okay.
Wii, let's do Wii.
Yeah, this will be quick.
Everybody
My
has
turn?
One game, right? Yeah, go for it, Jason. What's
Jason.
Yours?
Pass.
Pass, okay.
No Wii. Travis.
Yeah, I don't have a Wii, so.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Have you played the Wii, though? Can you say anything
I have not
fun with?
Played it yet.
All right, you're
oh,
passing?
Shit. I think this is going to be on you and me, Jeff.
All right, cool. Well, this is actually... okay, well, I'm going to go with Wii Sports Resort. Lots of fun. Have people over. It's still awesome. It does what it does well. Punch Out is on there. That,
nice.
I mean, it's freaking Punch Out, man. Mm-hmm. It's still fun. Still plays like the old Punch Outs and still fun. Awesome game. Metroid Prime Collection. I know technically the Metroid Prime games released before, but they were re-released with Waggle, and I think it makes the games that much better. Now this is the tough one. It came up between Super Mario Brothers and Miramasa. So like, I love Super Mario Brothers. And Miramasa was awesome. And then again, it came down to when I had Miramasa, I played that like straight for a while. And Mario Brothers, besides the two times I picked it up, not because it's not good, it's because time, I've not been like hooked. It's more like casual thing. So I had to go with Miramasa. It was my Wii game of the year.
Attaboy.
Nice.
Cool. All right.
Nice.
All right. Well,
Chris.
I'll go through mine real quick. So you didn't say Super Mario Brothers at all. Did you give me five?
No, I did. I gave five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Mine come down to New Super Mario Brothers, Muramasa, Punch Out, all three which were mentioned by Mr. Jeff Torney. I also had House of the Dead Overkill.
Yes,
because nice. That game is fucking
nice.
Awesome. I don't even own it, but I went over to my friend Serena's house and we played it for like 3-4 hours, and it was a blast. So that one's on there too, and I'm gonna give a nod to Castlevania Rebirth because you know. I got it.
Cool. Well, you're a Castlevania fanboy. Because
I'm a
so,
Castlevania fanboy. Yeah, there you go.
Did you say Muramasa?
I did say Muramasa.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, he did.
I missed it.
So, like, and your Wii pick, your Wii game of the year was?
My pick is Muramasa.
Ah,
so I'm right there with you.
Awesome.
Duh.
Duh.
All right, what's next?
Let's do
Shane will be happy.
360 next.
360? Cool.
Oh, God. This is going to be another thin one. So,
yeah,
we're being honest.
There wasn't a whole lot of 360 exclusives.
Now, a couple
this
of
year.
Mine make it made on here by default just because I bought them, I played through them, and they're exclusive. So, I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, we had to discuss this one a little bit. Typically, I wouldn't put like downloadable titles on this.
Yes.
You know, because you're looking for actual, you know, disc releases or whatever and exclusives, but they really didn't have a ton of stellar titles. You know, there really were just a handful. And unfortunately, the handful, you know, that were good titles, I had no interest in.
Yeah, so, I'm with you on right. that, too.
So, I've only got a few on here. First up is Grand Theft Auto. Episodes from Liberty City.
Nice.
Particularly mm-hmm. because I don't have Grand Theft Auto 4 on the 360. I've got it on the PS3. And mm-hmm. this is standalone. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I was really, really happy with that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a pretty cool thing, the idea that they did, too.
Even mm-hmm. if you downloaded it standalone?
Yeah, no.
Really?
No,
if
I downloaded it was standalone. Like completely.
If you download it, it's DLC.
Yeah, if you download
DLC,
it,
you have to have 4 then. You have to have the disc to play if you download it, but if you buy it in the stores, you don't have to have the disc. You don't have to have 4.
Right.
No, you just buy the standalone episodes, yeah.
Right. Cool.
Anywho, also threw Shadow Complex on here just because it is that awesome.
Threw it on.
And the third one that I put on is kind of a cheat because it's kind of multi-platform, but since, you know, you motherfuckers don't want to put a PC category on here, I'm going to put down Left 4 Dead 2.
Dude, we can put PC on here, man. If you want to take
it's
a break
late.
Real quick and come back
oh
and
my God,
PC,
it would take me
can.
A week to figure out. We don't have that kind of time.
We can throw it in next week.
All right.
There you go.
Maybe.
It'll be Jason's top
Yeah,
five
Jason,
PC
you can
games.
Do your You can pick Interactive Distractions PC Game of the Year next year.
Ah, like suckers.
I'll see if I can join in a little bit, too, because I've played some.
All right. That's all I got, mofos.
Ooh, all right,
Travis.
All
right. My Microsoft Game of the Year. Trials HD. And like Jason said, Grand Theft Auto 4 episodes from Liberty City. I actually am one of us that got a chance to mess with Left 4 Dead 2. I haven't played too much, but it's Left 4 Dead, and Left 4 Dead is awesome no matter what, and it deserves to be up there, because as a 360 exclusive, or even as a Microsoft exclusive, it's just a great game, and I know I'm going to play it for a long time.
Okay.
ODST, as much as we have our problems with it, and I say we as me and Jeff, it still is a good game. I mean, it's not a bad game. It's a good Halo game.
I hate it. It's just more Halo, which I'm starting to get tired of, on the current engine anyway.
Yeah, and it needs a change.
Yep.
But for what it is, it's still a good Halo game for what, you know, it's Halo. And in Shadow Complex, so.
Of course. Cool. That's it.
Jeff?
Explosion Man is on there. Loved it. I did put ODST on there again. I don't hate the game. I just thought it was a big disappointment. And So, but it is a decent Halo game. It had to make the list. It's Halo. Also, Halo Wars surprised the hell out of me for the fact that it got me to play a RTS was crazy and play through the whole thing.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I really liked it, and it's pretty decent. And I will I might go back to it again. Maybe we'll see. And then it came down to my number one and two. Which is Forza 3 and Shadow Complex. And Forza 3 might have been because I got the wheel, because I think just with the wheel, it's fantastic. Great racing game. Got me to play sim racers again. Awesome. But in the end, I had to give it to Shadow Complex, because I still play that game to this day. If I'm thinking about what game to play, I load up Shadow Complex and find a couple more items, and then I'm like, okay, now I'll play something else. It's so good.
I just played it the other day, too.
I can't believe it. Like, I don't know. It's giving the 360 like a downloadable game and Shadow Complex. Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's be honest.
It could have been.
We
a
were all pretty surprised when this game came out and said, "Hey, we're going to be $15."
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't beat that. So.
No.
Would you guys have paid a full price for this game?
I would have. I would.
I probably would have. Yeah. I probably would have.
I would have. If it had sexy cover art. Oh yeah.
Can we talk about the exclusives on the 360 just for a second? Like, you know, we know that there weren't a ton. However, we really think that the 360 had a lot of, you know, the better versions of multi-console
games.
Yeah. Like, it had a good year, just not... It was basically, like, it had a very PS2 year, where, like, in the kind of mid-PS2, where it wasn't too many first-party exclusives like that, but it had a crap ton of third-parties that were just really well done.
Yeah.
Right.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, guys, I'm looking at this list of games that you spouted off. You know, I was hoping that I would find more, but I haven't played Forza 3. I haven't played Halo Wars. I haven't played Splosion Man, unfortunately. I've been wanting to. I just never got around to it.
Yeah. Really should.
I know. I didn't play ODST. I didn't play Trials HD. I didn't play Left 4 Dead. And I haven't played episodes from
Well, it's a good thing you didn't play Trials, because that's
I probably, of the four of us, I would have been the one that threw the controller out the fucking window.
Crazy. So I can't find it on the marketplace anywhere. Fuck
this. The only 360 game I have on my list is Shadow Complex.
No,
I hate
to
say it. That's the only exclusive that I can really say that I enjoyed the shit out of on 360.
All right. Well, it's by default, I guess, too. Even though you picked a good one. I mean, you didn't really play much.
Yeah, that's true.
Shadow Complex is going to rake in all the shit.
You picked
right.
You picked a good game.
That's right. All right, cool. Let's do PS3.
PS3s. Jason.
PS3s?
Mr. A Striker.
All right, here we go. All right, so this is going to be kind of a funky list. All right, starting us out, Killzone 2.
All right. Okay,
so I didn't play it that much. I will not deny this game.
You got
past,
like, the tutorial, right, or something like that?
I got a little bit farther than that. But
all right, cool.
Yeah, I won't deny the visual presentation. You know, the fact that they had a really, really solid multiplayer, from what I understand. and that had a pretty decent storyline that had people hooked on it. So, so that kind of thing is, especially on a PlayStation, it's commendable. So I'm going to put that on my list.
Cool. All right.
Next up, Ratchet & Clank Crack in Time.
Nice. Everybody says
I finally got into Ratchet & Clank. I've been wanting to, for like 2-3 years. And my wife finally got them for me.
It's so much fun.
No shit. Love those games. Next up, Demon's Souls. We won't talk about that too much. Souls. We have a lot. Infamous, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge fan of that game. The last one I wanted to put on is Uncharted 2.
You threw it on there, huh?
I figured you would. I figured you would.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the better, PS3 exclusive titles.
See, that's the thing. I mean, everyone thinks that Jason totally hates this game. He just doesn't think
it just doesn't get the, he doesn't
thought he it, thinks
yeah,
it got too much credit.
It.
That's
exactly. Yeah, there's like way too much hype about it, and people are I think a lot of people were kind of blinded by, all the style and the flashy explosions and stuff, and So I don't think there was a lot of substance there. Let's just put it that way. But from an aesthetic side, fucking brilliant for real.
Yeah,
it really is. So I'm not going to deny that.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Travis.
There's my list.
Travis.
All right. I also have Uncharted 2, Demon's Souls, Infamous, and Killzone. But I also threw in, and actually a game that I haven't, I didn't buy this for the PS3, but I have played the games that are on it, but I threw on there the God of War Collection.
Okay.
All right. Why not?
And what I think the important thing is that people should have this on their list because, Sony's trying stuff with this God of War Collection. They want to see if, doing
people
these high-def versions of old PS2 games or older games, if there's a market for this. Because
Shadow of the Colossus, baby.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm pointing out. That would be so massive if we got that. That would be a day one
purchase. I would not be surprised one bit. Yeah, I would not be one bit surprised.
So, God of War Collection needs to be on everybody's radar. Everybody needs to pick it up.
And it's only $40.
I know. And you get your trophies for two sets of trophies. I mean,
tangent. It's good. It's awesome. Cool. Everyone knows how much we love God of War. And you go buy it.
Everybody knows we spooge over this game.
Yes.
Did Jeff just say that?
Everybody knows how much we love God of War.
Nice.
And now I'm mad I didn't put it on my list. I was like, they're older games, whatever. But, yeah. I would. It's my honorable mention.
All right, well, what's on your list, Jeff?
What was your PS3 game of the year, Travis? Did you pick one?
When it came down to it, it was Demon's Souls.
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. My list was Wipeout Fury. It kind of double-dipped again. Killzone 2's, the Demon's Souls, and then it came down to Uncharted 2 and Infamous. And it just came down to I started to play Infamous again. And about halfway through the second time, and that was, I think I played that game the most. So Infamous is getting my PS3 game of the year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Infamous.
Very
Atta
nice.
Boy.
Good stuff.
You've All right. So my list.
In you.
Awesome.
My list is Jason's list.
What?
Oh, pretty much exactly.
Killzone 2, Uncharted 2, Demon's Souls, Ratchet and Clank Future, and Infamous.
There we go.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay. Great minds.
That was easy.
There we go.
Multi-platform.
Multi-platform.
This is kind of like the big fun one, sort of. Yeah, well, no, the big one's game of the year, I guess, but yeah. Multi-platform.
Oh, my turn again?
Yeah, what you got, Jason?
All right, Jeff's going to hate me again. Resident Evil 5. I played a lot of that game. I love the presentation. I love the
Why
set
would I
pieces.
Hate you for
they
that
were
one.
All brilliantly
I just, I
done.
Played Resident Evil 5.
Yeah, I enjoyed that game thoroughly.
Good replay,
I'm going to go ahead and say Street Fighter 4. That's on there as well. Let's also put Borderlands on there. When I played this, I didn't think that I was going to put it on, but in retrospect, it really deserves to be on there. Batman Arkham Asylum.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And the last one is Blaze Blue, actually.
Oh, wow.
Love or hate the game, dude. That was a great package, and they nailed so much shit.
You're absolutely right.
So I got to give props to that. So there's my five for best multi-platinum. Our
multi-platinum.
They're multi-platinum in my eyes.
Multi-platinum! Awesome!
All right.
Mr. Bomb.
Travis, what you got, man?
All right. Start off with one of my most favorite games, Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed it, and I still think to this day that sledgehammer is the best weapon that came out in 2009. Just because you can just take out buildings with it. It's great. It was a good time. Batman Arkham Asylum speaks for itself. Street Fighter 4. This was the year of Street Fighter for me. And thank you, Jason, sir, for getting me into it.
Preaching the gospel, man. Spreading the truth.
And my last two, number one and number two, went down to Assassin's Creed 2 and The Warfares.
And The Warfares.
And I'm thinking... I gave multi-platform to Modern Warfare 2 only because I actually bought it for both platforms. So I had to, because at first it was Assassin's Creed, but I'm like, okay, well, I only bought one version of Assassin's Creed, and that wouldn't be right for multi-platform. So I went with the Warfares. So, yeah.
All right.
There it is.
Jeff, take it away, man.
I got Street Fighter 4 on there, of course. Batman Arkham Asylums, The Borderlands, The Dragon Age... And I have two more on my list. I know we're only pick five, but it's between Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed 2. One of these has to go, and I don't know which one to kick off. Because I haven't beat Assassin's Creed 2 yet. And Modern Warfare 2, after the first week, I really haven't played it.
You gotta play with me, buddy.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know which one to pick. I'm gonna just fucking... I'm gonna go with Assassin's Creed 2, because I think that was a bigger step over 1, and Modern Warfare 2 is awesome, but it's not that much of a jump over Call of Duty 4.
It is more of the same, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'll throw Assassin's Creed 2. My multi-platform game of the year is obviously Street Fighter 4. I mean, if I didn't say that, I'd be a lying sack of shit, so.
All right. Well, I actually have not decided which one of these five is my multi-platform game of the year, but I will say the five that are on the list.
Which are my tops. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I haven't been saying which are my tops. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Multi-platform, Assassin's Creed 2. Gets a nod from me. Mm-hmm. Batman Arkham Asylum, which all four of us have mentioned. Street Fighter 4, of course, which all four of us have mentioned. Dragon Age Origins is on my list. And Borderlands is also on the list.
Nice.
So it's really hard for me to choose which one, but it's between two right now. I think it's between Assassin's Creed 2 and Borderlands. I'm not sure which one I can pick, but there you go.
Borderlands was a hell of a new IP, I gotta say.
That's true. Let's do the big one. Game of the year, what do we got?
Overall game of the year, Jason.
I gotta get down to my list again here. In no particular order, Street Fighter 4 is on my game of the year list. Infamous is also on there. Demon's Souls, Shadow Complex, and Borderlands.
Cool.
There's my five for GOTY.
GOTY. GOTY. Travis.
Mm-hmm. All right. Assassins.
I was seriously just going to ask if we're going to see our overall Game of the Year pick, but I guess it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2, Madden 10, Modern Warfare, Uncharted 2, and the Street Fighter 4.
Game of the Year.
Game of the Year. Yeah. my list, pretty similar. I got Shadow Complex. The Uncharted 2, the Street Fighter 4s.
Game of the Year.
Infamous and Batman Arkham Asylum. And of Game of the Year, it to me is Street Fighter 4.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay,
it has.
Too.
And with a really close runner-up, two ties, which I call the tie, Batman and Shadow Complex. I love the Batman, man. I don't know. What it is. I loved it.
Oh, if we're saying it was really good. If we're saying it, then Assassin's Creed 2 is my number one overall pick.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Chris.
All right. Well, let me spout off mine real quick. I've got Assassin's Creed 2, mm-hmm. Uncharted 2, Demon mm-hmm. Souls, mm-hmm. Infamous, mm-hmm. and Borderlands.
No Street Fighter and no
I know,
Shadow
no
Complex,
Street Fighter. I'm
huh?
sorry. I'm not as much into the Street Fighters as you guys are.
All right. Apparently. I'm going to scissor kick your ass. Next time I see you.
Bring it, Chorny. All right. So now is where we decide what games belong on the nominations list. So
yeah.
I'm gonna go through the tallies and we're gonna see what happens.
Are we just gonna pick the top five, which got the five biggest votes, most votes?
Yeah, pretty much. And we might have to have a little bit of argument here.
We might have to have a little
ones.
Chat next week.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, we might have to have a little chat right now to find out which ones are on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck it. Let's do this.
All right. So here's how we're gonna do this. Of the ones that we've nominated, the ones that got the most votes are going to be our top five nominations, and then we'll rank them, and next week we will pick our games of the year. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Cool.
All right, so Portable, we don't have to discuss, because we got that pretty much hammered out. The nominations for Portable are Pretty, Am I Really Going to Be a Hero? I
think that's
Final Fantasy Dissidia, Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, Retro Game Challenge, and good. Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks.
Good shit.
Yeah.
I like that list.
All right, so Downloadable. Far and away nomination was Shadow Complex. Mm-hmm. But we need to ditch one. All right, here's we need to ditch one of the following.
Okay.
Shatter, Pixel Junk, Pixel Junk Shooter, Trine, Splosion Man, or Magic. We need to
we
ditch
have to
one.
Kick one of them.
We have to kick one of them.
Ah, that's hard.
I know.
And this let's say okay, yeah. So yeah,
Shatter,
read them off
Pixel
one more time.
Junk, Trine,
Shatter, Pixel Junk Shooter, Trine, Splosion Man, and Magic.
I almost want to say Shatter and Trine, but
I'm actually thinking Magic.
I was thinking
as
Magic
much as,
too.
As much as I loved playing it, I'm actually thinking Magic, because in reality, the game had so many. It was fun to play, but there were so many flaws to that damn game. It was
there really
it was,
was
buggy
bugs
as hell,
and stuff.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. It could have been so much more.
Yeah, yeah, and it you couldn't make your own decks, and multiplayer was fun, but if I had to choose one to knock out, it would be Magic.
Yeah. Did you play Trine or Shatter more?
I played Shatter more, actually, I think.
Okay.
Trine
I
did not.
Say.
But the only reason Trine didn't get played is because there were so many other games out. I would.
Because to me, I'd look for a game of the year, it doesn't matter bugs, it's like how much you enjoy the game overall, right?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fine, okay. I guess get rid of Magic. I'm not happy with it. I'd rather kick Trine.
I'm not, dude, I'm not either.
Later
dude.
Yeah, I'm going to get my veto vote eventually. I'm not going to play my card on this one.
All right. The games that we have that are in are New Super Mario Brothers, Muramasa, and Punch-Out. We need two of the following. House of the Dead Overkill, Castlevania Rebirth, Wii Sports Resort, and Metroid Prime Collection.
Well, Rebirth can go fuck itself, as far as I'm concerned.
there's his veto.
That's not even my veto. I'm just thinking that's like, I mean, you're
well,
the
my,
person who voted
my,
for it.
My choice would be the ones to put in would be House of the Dead and Wii Sports Resort.
The ones to put in? What were the other two? Castlevania and
Metroid Prime Collection.
When did Mad World come out? The hell?
That was
last year, but
was
none of us
year?
Played it.
Yeah, I know.
No, was that this year?
That was this year.
I think
Mad World was this year.
Year.
It was 2009.
I didn't play it. Though,
and
yeah.
Dead Space, and none of us played it.
I know. All these good games for Wii, and we didn't play them. We're that hardcore gamer that has...
Yeah, exactly. That bitch
and
we didn't play either of those games. Yeah.
It's just that they come out at like the worst time. It's like, oh, there's so many other games to play right now.
Well, I just didn't have the console for it, so...
Yeah. All right, so...
Overkill
Castlevania.
For sure, come on.
Yeah, yeah. So Castlevania, we're all in agreement, Castlevania and
yeah,
Metro
Castlevania's
Prime
out. The only reason it was on my list is because I didn't have anything else to put there.
Nice. All right.
So, cool. Wii Sports Resort or Metroid Prime? I'm calling Wii Sports.
Oh,
wait.
Shit like that. Oh,
I know.
God. I want Wii so fucking bad.
So, wait a second. Why are we going back to Wii Sports and Metroid Prime now? Because one of those has to go?
One of those has to be in, yeah.
Oh, in. Oh, I'd take Wii Sports over Metroid Prime for
sure. Okay, cool.
So yeah, Wii Sports.
All right, for 360, the one we have Shadow Complex, GTA episodes from Liberty City, Left 4 Dead 2, and ODST. We need one more.
We need one more in there?
Yep. So we have Trials HD, Explosion Man, Halo Wars, and Forza 3.
I think Forza 3. Forza 3 should be in there. That's a freaking... It's the best sim racing game ever made to this point. I think it should definitely needs to be in there.
I'm in agreement.
And they had that Super the Fucking Jason mode, too, so...
They did.
That gets my vote.
All right. Travis, you in agreement?
Yeah, I'm good. That sounds good with me, man.
PS3 is decided already. Killzone 2, Uncharted 2, Demon's Souls, Infamous, and Ratchet & Clank Future.
Cool.
Multi-platform, I think, is also decided. Batman, Assassin's Creed 2, Street Fighter 4, Borderlands, and Dragon Age Origins.
Cool.
Overall, game of the year, we have Uncharted 2, Infamous, and Street Fighter 4.
Oh boy, here we go.
We need to pick one of these four, man. It's going to be tough. Assassin's Creed 2, Demon's Souls, Shadow Complex, and Borderlands.
God damn.
This is where it gets tough.
Oh my God.
I'm saying Demon's Souls has to be
in. Travis always can pick Assassin's Creed 2 because that was his number one game of the year. So, fuck, man.
Oh my God.
This is hard. This is really hard. I'm saying Demon's Souls and Borderlands.
I think I'm going to go
Shadow. I thought we were just putting one in.
No, we need two. We need two in.
I'm going to pick Shadow Complex.
That's a lot.
Shadow Complex for sure. I think on my case, because that's like next to Street Fighter probably is my game of the year. Oh my God. Do I go Assassin's Creed?
So Shadow Complex has a nod.
We have to pick two out of these four?
Yeah, two out of the four.
I know I got to have Borderlands in mine. For sure.
All right.
You know, now thinking about it, I didn't even put Borderlands in my game of the year, but I completed Borderlands. Definitely put more hours into it. Assassin's Creed. But, yeah, I completed the game. I started playing through a second time. Assassin's Creed, but the thing is, Assassin's Creed 2 only because I just got it. That's why.
I feel your pain. I played the shit out of Assassin's Creed 2, and I want it to be in there, but I just
Dragon Age is on that?
Dragon Age, it's not on overall. Actually, nobody nominated it for
overall. I just realized that. I'm like, fuck.
Because I got it on the damn PC.
I do too.
to tell you the truth, I probably would have put that in Uncharted 2's place, but oh well. Oh God. Does anyone else nod for Shadow Complex being one of the two? Because if not, then.
I kind of want to. What was your other one, Chris?
It's Assassin's Creed 2, Demon's Souls, Shadow Complex, and Borderlands. Yeah.
I kind of want Demon's Souls in there, too.
Yeah,
I do not want
Demon's Souls. And you said we had to pick two of those?
Pick two of those.
Yeah, it would be Assassin's Creed and Demon's Souls for me.
Oh, shit.
Put mine for Demon's Souls.
Oh, my God, no. Not that it's a bad game, but I realize how much that pisses me off.
That's not the game's... Well, I mean, it's kind of the game's
fault. No, it is the game's fault, yeah.
But, I mean, that game, we had a lot of buzz about
okay,
it. We spent a lot of hours...
Did you beat Demon's Souls? Did anyone complete Demon's Souls?
No, it's too fucking hard.
Every single person here completed Shadow Complex.
I didn't.
Shadow Complex is like 3 hours long.
Didn't you play through it twice? And it's not 3 hours.
I didn't play through it twice. I only played through it once.
Okay.
I did.
Fucking hell. Okay, so I'm not going to win that one. man.
It's on you, Jeff, buddy.
No, someone else says it, because you're all saying Assassin's Creed 2 and Demon's Souls.
No, we've all said ours. I said Demon's Souls and Borderlands.
I'm saying it's three Demon's Souls, so automatically Demon's Souls gets
Demon's
in there.
Demon's Souls is in. So,
two for
Borderlands,
be
one for Shadow Complex, and one for Assassin's Creed 2.
So if I go Borderlands, that's in there. If I go Assassin's Creed 2, I had a fucking stalemate. This is going to be awesome. So because of that, I'm going Assassin's Creed 2, because we got to figure out which one of those we bring in.
Shit. Between Assassin's Creed 2 and Borderlands.
And Borderlands.
I'm going Borderlands.
Yeah. I think it was a better IP. I mean, you know, Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you're going, but this way we have to talk, because one of us has to change our mind.
Someone has to change
their
mind.
So just saying what you pick isn't going to do anything.
I know. I'm just trying to argue, mate.
I don't know. Maybe we should just say fuck it and put six in for Game of the Year.
That's well, not interesting. Not? That's a cop out. It's like, let's I stick to our guns here.
I think both are deserving as well.
I'm going to give my nod. You know what? I have to do this. Travis, you're going to fucking hate me. But I'm going to give it to Borderlands. This is why. It's a new IP. Everyone thought it was going to do shit and not sell a dime. And everyone thought Gearbox is sending it out there to die. Sold awesome. Turned out to be awesome. The sequel, they can just approve on it. I got to go with Borderlands. I think that's just kind of, yeah.
All right.
So unless you can convince one of these guys to go Assassin's Creed 2. But yeah.
I am completely shocked that Assassin's Creed 2 is not on our Game of the Year list.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm really shocked that Shadow Complex isn't, especially how much we talked about that game. How much we loved it.
Dude, Shadow Complex is going to win two different awards, okay? Give it
yeah,
I know, but not the big one.
That's kind of shit. Assassin's Creed 2 is eons better than Shadow Complex. I'm sorry. Eons.
No, well, it doesn't matter.
And there is nobody, there is no, I would dare one listener to write in and dispute that there's no way.
I could dispute, I, well, there's I no know way. I will beat Assassin's Creed 2, but I don't think I'll ever go back to it. And I know I've gone back to Shadow Complex many times already. So
if Assassin's Creed 2 was 3 hours long, would you go back to it?
No. It depends.
Keep on getting new stuff.
Dude, I'm the person who hates replaying stuff. I just don't do it. And the fact that I went back to Shadow Complex, the first time you play through it, you're not going to beat it in 3 hours.
3 hour
it's
game.
It's not going to happen.
All right, fine. 4 hour game.
Four and a half. But it doesn't really matter.
I could beat the first Mario in 2 minutes.
But Travis,
you
shouldn't be arguing about it with Shadow Complex. You should be arguing about it with Borderlands, because Shadow Complex isn't in our Game of the Year list.
But I can't argue with Borderlands because I didn't play it.
Oh.
Borderlands might be awesome. I don't know. I didn't play it.
Oh.
I see.
So I can't argue that.
But yeah, but Shadow Complex isn't on the list either, so that's not going to help things.
All right, well, here's the list. Uncharted 2, Infamous, Street Fighter 4, Demon's Souls, and Borderlands.
Yeah, I would substitute Demon's Souls for Assassin's Creed 2 in a heartbeat.
I'm actually thinking about that right now.
Because as much as I like Demon's Souls, it's different, but it's just, fuck, man. I can only take so much frustration before I'm like, okay, I know I'm never going to beat this game.
Ah, damn it! This is frustrating.
What if I take out my bid for Demon's Souls?
Yeah, go ahead.
If that'll bring Assassin's Creed 2 into the Game of Year discussion...
You know what?
Well, I already said, if we're going between Demon's Souls and Assassin's Creed 2, I'm going with Assassin's Creed 2, hands down.
I'm switching my vote, too. I'm going Assassin's Creed 2.
That's three Flopper. Demon's Souls off the list, unless Jason can...
I'm not changing it. Hell no.
Sorry, Jason.
Demon's Souls for the motherfucking win, dude.
So, sad. Now before we go on with the list, any other things? Anyone want to make any substitutions? Maybe we should get something else in there? No?
I can't think of anything else. I've got all the games that I loved that I can think of that I had room for, I put on my lists. So, I mean, I could have loaded up the PS3 exclusive with some other PSN games, but it wasn't worth
right.
it. Mm-hmm. So, overall, has changed to this. Uncharted 2, Infamous, Street Fighter 4, Borderlands, and Assassin's Creed 2. So there you have it. We will put the nominations up on the website, and we will probably be writing up a little blurb on each of the games as well. So look for that. That'll happen next week.
Will do.
All right. So let's get moving on. I think it's time for some new releases. What do you guys think?
Yeah, sure. If there are any.
I'm going to go and look and see if I have a little voicemail for Mr. Repeat.
I'm guessing you do.
Not a whole lot on the release front this week. There's Sands of Destruction for the DS, which is a RPG of some description. And on the Wii, there's Skycrawler's Innocent Aces, which is a flight sim of sorts. It's made by the Ace Combat team, I believe. A little bit more cartoon and fanciful, but meh. I don't know. Don't look like that much of interest.
Thank you, Repeat. All right, I'm going to try and fill in the very few gaps that we have here. PS3 is getting Vancouver 2010 and Army of Two 40th Day. PS2 is getting Army of Two 40th Day. And
you say PS2?
Actually, I might have.
It's come. I thought maybe it actually is. I'm like, that's really surprising. If it
no,
is.
I'm sorry. PSP is getting Army of Two 40th Day and Silent Hill Shattered Memories. PS2 is getting Silent Hill Shattered Memories. Let's see. 360 is getting Army of Two in Vancouver 2010. And I think Serious Sam comes out next week for Xbox Live
Does
Arcade.
It?
HD?
Okay. I think so, yeah. I think that's on my list, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It was out on the PC a while ago.
I know. For the Wii, Marines Modern Urban Combat. That sounds like a winner right there. Mm-hmm. Walk It Out, Skycrawler's Innocent Aces, which I Repeat mentioned, Flip's Twisted World, and Secret Files 2. Wii, you make me laugh. All right. DS has Sands of Destruction and Winnie X Wyndham. And is Sands of Destruction the one that Repeat mentioned?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. And let's see, for the PC, Twin Sector Vancouver 2010 and Secret Files 2. And that is your new release list.
Hmm.
Pick of the week, I'm going to say Serious Sam. Why not?
Army of
Silent
2-2.
Hill, Shattered Memories.
Yeah, I can go Silent Hill as well.
Okay. Cool. That was exciting.
It wasn't nearly as exciting
as last week.
No, that was tough.
All right. So now we're going to pass it off to Jason this time, and he's going to read us some emails.
Yay.
Back in the saddle again. We got a bunch, looks like.
Yeah.
Travis sent them over and got them all organized and stuff. I like this. I'm just going to lean back in my folding chair and sip the margarita. Read some emails. Hey, guys. This is from Gafridas. You asked me to explain my issues with Uncharted 2 and how I could like the platforming in Assassin's Creed 2, but not Uncharted 2. The main thing that makes Uncharted 2 a chore is the linear gameplay. The platforming is almost completely one-dimensional. For example, the opening sequence has only one path to take. The game more or less sits there and waits until you find it. The combat is a bit more varied, but in reality, you don't have choices beyond who to shoot. In Assassin's Creed 2, the platforming is a means to an end. Instead of a linear path, you have wide open cities to move through. You get to choose where you go, and you get to choose why you're going there. Either race, fight, assassinate, or just explore. Add to that the sense of history and of being in a living city, and you have a totally different game experience. A good counterexample would be Far Cry, the original. While the overall game structure was linear, each level was very open. You could approach each set-piece battle in many different ways. Because of that, it didn't feel as restrictive as Uncharted 2. I want to play through Uncharted 2 to see the amazing graphics and good story, but the game part feels like a chore. As for Assassin's Creed 1, so basically you're saying that the game sucks, but you want me to play it and report back on exactly how much it sucks compared to the sequel? Fuckers.
No, did we tell him not to play it?
No, you and I did. Travis decided that he wanted to tell him to play it.
Why not? It's not a bad game.
But compared to Assassin's Creed 2, it's ass, dude. Come on. Game's ass compared to part 2.
It puts the ass in Assassin.
The point I was trying to make was, I think, for the story standpoint, go through the game. But you guys also made a good point. Just YouTube it.
YouTube
but
for the win.
You don't get the full bonding with the characters. I say play it. It's not a bad game.
Understandable.
I stick to
like
it.
The YouTube. Well, he says, actually, P.S., yeah, I'll probably do it.
Yeah.
You can find it pretty cheap nowadays. Not too bad. All right, next email. This one is from Jay Spark, and I gotta take a deep breath here. I'm looking for wow. This is one sentence. It's not even one sentence because there's not even a period at the end. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay. To Windows Young, Jay Spark here. I'm starting off by saying up yours for not reading my other emails, and here's my three nominees for Game of the Year: Borderlands, Holy Crap, Yes, for awesome gameplay. The second playthrough makes the game so different with harder guys and new names. Second choice is Modern Warfare, all in caps, 2 hell yes for amazing online. I put 22 hours into level 45, go MW2. And yes, Assassin's Creed 2 for amazing story this time. Act TLE has backstory for the character. Ezio, not random. I'm assassin, take my shit so I can get it back. Fuck you, you're really the bad guy. Assassin's Creed 1. This has been Young J Spark. If you want to play some that MW2 or Borderlands, add J Spark 136 PS3. I have a good day. I'm a Canadian, except I don't make it look retarded like Jeff, JEFF. You would know what this means. I'm a Newfoundlander. Deal with it. Say ya, guys. Yes, I sent this from my iPod.
I want to play Modern Warfare with him so bad.
Does he have a disclaimer in there or something?
Yes, I sent this from my iPod.
Oh, shit.
I love how he starts it off by saying, up yours for not reading my other emails, and then doesn't take the time to add fucking periods or punctuation. Come on.
Dude, well, I gotta give I mean, iPhone, that stuff gets annoying. You have to hit the button to change it over. It's annoying.
You spelled awesome A-W-S-E-M. Stop it. I know that there's a spell check in there. All right.
All right. That's but isn't
the next 13? So wait, you can't readily put a period on the iPhone?
I can't remember. Not. I know sometimes you have to hit a button to switch it over to like the symbols and stuff. I can't remember if the period's on the where the letters are or not. I honestly can't remember.
Dude, Jason, but, fucking Android for the win, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
No joke. All right, so next email, this one's from Corey Haas. I agree with Ryan's email. On episode 110, the Who Gives a Shit segment needs to be stopped or changed. I do actually skip it when I get to it. Oh, sorry.
That's
so
okay, because that just means you don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Who gives a skip? Okay. Yeah.
We did get one other email.
We could probably work on making them less obvious. How about that?
Yeah, we could do that.
We could. But that was kind of the point. But anyway,
they're. I think they're more funny when they're less obvious. How about that?
That's all right.
When we get hate mail the next week because we said who gives a shit about something that people liked?
No, we'll keep it at something that no one cares about. We'll just pretend like we do for a while.
Right.
And not be
like,
overly
so
sarcastic.
Over the top is like, oh my God, are you serious? They're making a new Pets game? That's awesome. Wait,
that's the thing,
mean,
though. You know, the second we talk about something like a Pets game, even no matter how serious we sound, you're going to see it coming anyway. Because we're not going to be like, so new downloadable content for Dragon Age coming. Who gives a shit? Because obviously we do. we'll see. We'll work on it. It's a new year. We'll refine
the process.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Next email's from Mr. B. Wrong. He says, hey. Lol. As a quote, Chris said, I'm trying to think who else I could cosplay as. And Travis said, I would love to see you dress up as Alucard. Does that ring a bell at all?
Yes.
Yeah, it was last episode.
That was apparently funny to him. On to my question. Number one, games that would be a great movie. You guys think of any?
Is he asking us a question?
Yeah, we got three like almost random questions.
Oh, well, mine would probably be pretty obvious.
God of War.
Yeah. I'm going to say
or Halo.
Metal Gear Solid.
That's a good one.
That already is a movie, dude.
It's called Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you did there. That's pretty funny.
You're not going to say Uncharted 2? Oh, wait. Yeah.
I already did.
Yeah. I'm going to say Fallout. Oh, wait, they're making that. It's called, what was it? The Book of Eli or something like that?
Eli, yeah.
Fallout with
something
Denzel
like
Washington.
Yeah, I think I would go with Halo if it's done right. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Doable. All right. Next question is preferred food while playing. Playing what? He didn't specify, but I'm assuming games.
I don't eat while I play games.
Neither do I. I have to stop and eat, then I'll go back to gaming. I'm not really an eater.
Oh, I
games.
Eat. Oh, well, what do I do like? You? Like
Gamer Grub PB&J.
No. Awesome. Oh, no.
I love that shit.
Ugh. Man, I don't really know. There's those Snyder's, you know those Snyder's of Hanover pretzels, like crushed pretzels?
Yeah.
They're the honey mustard and onion bursting with flavor.
Good.
Yeah,
I call those
Jesus bites, and that's what I mean.
Jesus bites?
And I'm licking my fingers while I'm touching my controllers and stuff.
See, that's why I don't eat while I'm playing. I'm like, oh, I can't get stuff all over my controller. Mm.
That's why I don't play games over at Travis's house. All right, we on to the next one?
Sure.
All right, number three. Most disgusting thing you've ever done.
Oh, really?
I'm not admitting
that.
To that. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not saying that on air. Fuck that.
Yeah, I might need to ask.
I mean,
on that
I could. I'd usually go with something like Jason's mom, but
hey-o.
If you find her letter notes, I love her. I can read now. My ear doesn't ring anymore.
I could make something up, but I just wouldn't be honest, and I really don't want to say this. Some of the disgusting stuff I've done.
Yeah, I'm not admitting to anything.
Sorry, dude. That shit's private.
Travis, besides
actually,
the
no.
controller?
I think mine was, I think her name was Stacy.
No.
Yeah. There we go. All right.
See, this would have been a good question to ask when we're all hammered up, like during a live show or something like that. And then we'd regret it the next day.
Ask at Indisfest 2. We'll bear all.
In more ways than one. All right, that was courtesy of Be Wrong. Thank you very much, sir. Hey, we still got more. This one's from Nabishin.
All right, cool.
Nabishin
186. What up, Indude?
What
it's
up?
Nabishin 186 again with a question for you guys. Do you think video game clones improve or actually lessen the experience of the original game? A prime example in my case is Uncharted and Gears of War. Because I didn't have a 360 at the time, Uncharted was the first game that had a cover system. A lot of my friends were telling me it plays just like Gears and I should try it out. When I finally played Gears, I actually found it kind of boring because the cover system seemed so monotonous to me that I'd never finished the game.
It's exactly the same.
I still own it, and I honestly feel that if I had played Gears before Uncharted, that I would really dig the series. So, has this ever happened to you guys? And do you think this will happen with Bayonetta and Dante's Inferno? See you guys online. Nightmachine 186.
I want to say right away, Uncharted 2 and Gears of War have the exact same cover system and the exact same flaws that go with that cover system.
I would agree with that.
It's the stickiness. They kind of go into cover. They stick to cover when you don't want them to. You got the run. I don't see how he would blame the cover system in Gears for the reason why he didn't play it because it's monotonous when it literally is exactly like Uncharted. I honestly do not see a difference. Besides in Uncharted, there's more platforming, but that has nothing to do with the cover system. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. In that case, I would say no.
Okay.
I don't think it proved, but...
Well, I mean, clones are good in theory in that, you know, it should be... Well, you would hope that it would improve upon the original gameplay, you know. It's not always the case. He brought up Bayonetta. I think that's a pretty good example because this is very similar to Devil May Cry, but I think it improves on a ton of stuff. So it's going to be tough for me to go back to, you know, any other Devil May Cry, I think.
Yeah. I think Dante's more of a better example though.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Dante's going to better what God of War has done, but it's pretty solid. I mean, they did a really good job, yeah.
Well, another Darksiders, I think, it's a clone. I think it doesn't do better, but it gives us the same type of game but in a different kind of atmosphere. Like, it's a kind of like a darker setting than Zelda, and it's kind of more mature, but it's still... So it doesn't really do it better, whereas Dante's Inferno, it's a different experience than God of War in terms of, like, the environments, but it still has that same feeling, and it's still that kind of dark, like, gory... kind of, so it's not really changing much, but Darksiders is a clone, but I mean they look totally different, and yeah, other than feel, I'd say that's not an improvement, but I don't think it diminishes the genre or the type of game at all. It just gives you a different experience with the same kind of mechanics. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
Yeah, I see.
Alright, cool.
I gotcha.
Chris?
Anything? I don't really have much to add. I mean, I just it depends on the genre, I think, really. If it's a genre you're really interested in, like, I mean, you know, we've been talking about, you know, Bayonetta and Dante's Inferno and stuff. I mean, that's I love that genre of game. I love those, you know, those action games. And I really don't think that any one of them would take anything away from any of the others for me. So, I mean, I'm probably going to end up getting them all, and I'll probably end up playing them all and beating them all and enjoying them all. So it really depends on how you feel about that genre, I think.
Indeedy. Well, cool. Thank you very much, Nabishin. All right, so we have one last email.
Cool.
With this dude named Confidence Man 2.
Hey, I know him.
He likes to count shit. I got to preface this with, I think this was actually meant for Travis to read. I don't think he was expecting me, but I'll go ahead and I'll do my best. Hey, y'all. Confidence Man 2 here. I hope my email got in just in time for recording. How was your holidays? Did any of y'all gain some of that holiday belly that a lot of
He's
us
so
get during
doing
this
that
time?
Shit on purpose?
Because I know I did. Anyways, I have a new set of Indis stats for everyone.
Awesome. Nice.
So that y'all can analyze your mannerisms and catchphrases and such. So from Indis episodes 105 to 108, number of times Chris mentions Phantasy Star... 5. That's number of times bad. Jeff mentions either God of War or Halo. Oh my god, 22?
Oh, shit.
Number of times Travis mentions a Call of Duty or a Madden game. 15.
That's nice.
Respectable. Number of emails read on the show. 29.
Nice. Wow.
Whew.
Number of voicemails played on the show? 9.
Okay.
Number of random questions asked by Aces High? Only 8.
Eight's a weird number.
It is. Number of, because yeah, it's usually in threes. Number of times Travis mentions Sonic, not the Hedgehog. 4. Number of times Travis says, y'all, 3.
Oh, that's not bad. That's less than 1 an episode. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number of times Chris says, nice! That's 10.
Holy shit.
Number of times anyone mentions Moose Net, Maple Leaf Syrup, or anything that makes reference to Jeff being Canadian, 9. That's it for stats. He says, P.S., that's notice anything awesome. Strange with the email, Travis? I'm helping you to raise your YPR, or y'all's per podcast ratio. Nice. Signed, Confidence Man.
I think he needs to raise it too, man. Don't listen to Chris, buddy. Man. I think that's good.
Don't character. Take that shit from Chris. Stand up to him. Come on.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realize I said nice that much. And now that I'm thinking about it, I have a feeling I said it a lot in this episode, too.
Nice.
Nice.
I think it was one of those, mentioned a game? Nice. Yeah. Yep. I have a feeling that happened a lot this episode.
Well, you just said it 3 times in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, so. Well, we're talking about me saying it. I don't know if it counts.
Do you guys get paranoid now? It's like, oh, shit. Somebody's counting these.
Did you hear his other stats, the last ones that he sent in?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
19 was harsh, dude, for real. you could lump some of those together. You were probably picking apart sentences.
Oh, shit.
19 was harsh.
All right. I got a voicemail. You want me to play it?
Mm? Yeah. Mm.
Here we go.
And now it's time for another edition of Random Questions from Aces High.
All right, guys. Can you taste the difference between different brands of bottled water? Do you like Pez?
Yeah.
And have you seen Sherlock Holmes yet? Because I thought it was pretty damn good.
Sorry?
What was the second question? I missed the second one.
Do you like Pez? Pez. All right, so can you tell the difference between bottled waters?
Yes.
You can? I can't. I don't know.
No.
Okay, you drink Dasani, something basic and familiar, and then drink Fiji. There's a huge difference.
Really?
Huge difference. And drink Deer Park, you're going to be pissing blood. That shit is terrible.
Really?
It is.
I can usually tell, man, if it's like cold or warm. That's,
I know.
That's the same with me.
Okay, you know what? Next time I come over, I'm going to get some Fiji water. I'm going to get Deer Park.
Taste testing?
And we're going to taste test it, yeah.
I'll take that challenge.
We'll put it up to the Pepsi challenge.
I'll do that too. Yeah, I don't taste the difference.
That sounds like fun.
And I love Pez, by the way.
I love Pez too. I like it.
Hell yeah.
Pure sugar.
I have a Death Star Pez dispenser. It's awesome.
Nice.
Sherlock Holmes. Have you guys seen it?
No.
I saw it, yeah.
We all did.
I kind of saw it.
I had to listen to Chris, you know, semi-snoring.
Breathe.
I'm like,
yeah, we talked about that last episode.
did I like it? It was all right.
It wasn't a Sherlock Holmes movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a highly Hollywoodized.
What, was it a Transformers movie?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, yeah, there were some explosions and stuff. And, you know, they took gratuitous liberty with, you know, the original, you know, literature, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But animated it into like an action / M. Night Shyamalan ding dong flick.
It was cool the way he when he fights, like how he planned out like each of his moves.
He goes
through
the fight in his head.
That was
a
neat sequence.
I really liked those sequences. That was really cool. So
yeah, mm-hmm. That was neat.
Indeed.
But all right, cool. Yeah, that's it for voicemails. Okay. I'm going to say this. I'm really disappointed. We used to get Skype voicemails all the time. Are you guys just nervous about using this Google number? I mean, we got 6 voicemails this week, but they were all from Eddie Kusanagi. I mean, come on.
That's a good enough grind. I mean, we've got a number that you can dial directly. You can do it right from the website, actually. You know, just mm-hmm. click that link in there and you can send it from your computer. I think it's, you know, just as easy, if not easier.
Than Skype, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. Get Skype. On it.
And so our Skype number is actually officially dying. Yes. I think next week.
I think next week the pay service is gone. So
right.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
I ain't paying for that shit no more.
That's right.
All right. Let's see what's next. Let's give some away.
Awesome.
We have our good old game for next month. It is.
Sorry.
Just it is not Sherlock Holmes. It's we'll be playing Myst this month, we're going to be giving that away all month. And so we're going to do our first drawing right now, and I'm going to go to random.org and generate my number, and the number is 6. Number 6 is. Okay, I am going to thrash this, and I am so sorry.
I love this part.
Mishka Semenovic.
Mishka Semenovic, I don't have any music to play for you. So we're going to sing random shit. Mist in your eyes. You got mist in your PC. You got mist on YouTube. If you look it up, you can beat it in 1 minute, 35 seconds.
He's got the mist.
Congratulations, Mishka. You are the winner of Mist from goodoldgames.com. I will be sending your code after I release this show. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so let's do a question and we can get the fuck out of here.
All right.
So we're going to have our nominations listed on the site. Next year, next week, we're going to talk about what our picks are for Game of the Year from the nominations that we put forth today. So, yeah. What do you think is going to be our Game of the Year? I don't know. We don't really have a question of the week for next week. It's just kind of, we're going to talk about the games that we nominated, and that's it. So.
And they get to, I guess, yeah. Cool.
We're taking bets. What do you think going to be?
So we're going to have, what are we going to do, a discussion on the ones and then figure it out like we did the nominees, or are we going to do the point system?
We're going to do both.
All right, cool.
We'll discuss the games and then we'll do the point system.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So to answer the question of the week, or just send us an email, you can send it to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail, which we were talking about earlier. The number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Leet.
But it's
Jason. Wait, you.
Oh, come on. I was going to split it with him.
No,
but it's not.
This is your show now.
It's like Leet, but it's not. Go on. But, move on.
He's looking for
move
the
on.
Split there, man.
It's like Leet, but it's not quite there.
Leet.
Almost.
Okay, that's Travis's job, Jason.
Yeah, I know.
We failed.
You can also follow us on Twitter, Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually at Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
Yo, Jeff, actually, you know, we had a request from someone. They wanted you to, in a He-Man voice, say that you were Jeff, Master of Canadia.
All right, I'll do that next week.
Okay.
Because I haven't heard He-Man's voice in years.
No, it was by the power of Kratos.
by the power of Kratos.
I have the power.
I'll do that next week. Nice. Because now the timing's gone.
We also have a Facebook group that is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that is it. Do you guys have anything else before we wrap up?
Just check out the website. Try to check it out daily. We try to update it every day, getting stuff up there. Yep. It's really going to start to be fleshed out soon. We're going to try to get more features up there and stuff like that. So
yeah, more reviews are going to be
coming.
Don't
worry. Yep, more than just news.
Yeah, next week sometime we should start rolling out with tons of new stuff.
Yeah, and then the review for Valkyria Chronicles is up. If you guys want to check that out,
and
very,
it's awesome.
Very nice write
up. I put it up earlier this week. So if you guys are interested,
you did.
Hint: I liked the game. Spoilers. Alright, well thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did enjoy the show, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review.
I'm going last. Okay.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
I'm Jason.
Play your games and we'll talk to you next week.
We got the band back together.
Reunion tour.
Wait, who's singing? No, Travis would be singing, wouldn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Singing. Yeah, I'd sing.
I'd be the groupie.
Yeah, you would, you dirty whore.
Dirty, dirty whore.